It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
It was like passing a Tonka truck. It didn't belong in me.
Matt.
Maybe they shouldn't be firing lasers at the Antarctic ice.
Steve.
We were poor, asshole. That's all we had.
And Vaughn.
Why don't we go late? I'm not working tomorrow, so we can go late.
Oh, thank God.
Woo!
Thank God. As long as Vaughn isn't working, we can go late.
Have a couple beers, you might still be awake.
One, two, three, fuck you.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Get Mr. Daniel's headphones. He can plug in right over here.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's the Aristocrats. Radio.com. I'm Derek. With me, as always, we have Webmaster Matt.
I guess.
Steve.
Hello.
Vaughn. And we got a little special guest who just walked in. It's our good friend Dan.
Hey, guess what? I don't got anything else to talk about.
What?
Oh.
Dan Dunn.
Dan Dunn. So, Dan Dunn.
We got to get a windscreen
What's
for
the
Dan.
What's the matter? You don't want to mess up your hair?
And he's all done.
Hey, wear headphones.
Headset. His headphones are gone.
Say hello to the world, Dan.
Hello.
Oh, that's nice. He's got to put his little boomy,
a little pop
boomy
filter.
Little boomy booty. Very special thank you to Cringe Humor Radio for having us on today.
As always.
And thanks to Craig for not showing up.
Oh, who's that?
Huh?
Who?
Who? This kid I know.
By that you mean Dan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Craig's been outsourced.
Hello.
He's going to Steve Cast.
I'm Craig.
Oh, no.
He's going to the Indian Steve Cast.
Wow.
This is Abu Cast. I will be playing much Bollywood songs for your pleasure.
Shalom cast. That'd be Jewish, wouldn't it?
Whoops.
Uh-oh.
Kind of like Gooks in Thailand, huh?
Gooks
I don't know if I can hear Dan.
He's a little low.
Oh, he's got to eat that mic, Dan.
Yeah, you really have to eat it.
You know all about eating.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we're all fat. We're all overweight here.
Holy shit.
We are.
I'm not really.
Well... At least we're consistent.
Yeah, we are. At least we, you know.
Yeah. Black guys do it better.
Okay.
Oh, once you get fat, you never go back.
Once you get fat, it's hard to get back.
We were all ready for the show, and then Dan had to show up. And he needed a microphone.
Threw us off a little bit.
He ruined it. A microphone.
Is this a booking job by Carly?
Yeah.
Well, she lost her first booking. He called out.
I think we actually talked about getting Dan on the show like 6, maybe 7 months ago.
Really?
Did we really?
It was like a very brief mention. I think there was a story that happened to somewhat relate to Dan, or at least Dan was there.
I think Matt's making this shit up in his head.
And Carly said something like, well, we have to get him on the show now because we mentioned him. And here he is.
I don't remember that at all.
No, I do.
Nope. I'm very busy. It takes 7 months to get booked.
It's true.
Very busy.
It's like getting tickets to late night or something.
You got to send away for them.
Wow.
But you never know who you're going to get. You're like Adam Sandler.
Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah. What happened to Dave? God. Carly, you were telling me David Letterman, he was in the hospital or something?
No, it's a shame.
He had a stomach problem.
He got sick in a week.
And Adam Sandler took over
Wow.
as host of the... That's a Tonight Show with David Letterman.
He was the big guest that night. So
I don't know why they didn't just not do the show.
Yeah. Just run reruns like Conan does.
Yeah.
Man.
I guess they didn't want to cancel
He's Mr. Showbiz. Yeah, they don't want to lose those bookings.
Hmm.
Yeah. Howie Mandel.
Yeah, Mandel. And Adam he's doing Sandler, live. You know?
Howard Mandel.
He was doing that in place of Regis, really? Who had like...
Really?
Oh, he got like...
Tetrahedron bypass surgery or something.
He got insane heart surgery.
He had a dodeca bypass.
He traded in two hearts by the time he was done.
Quadruple bypass for the 75-year-old
that
dinosaur.
Is death surgery.
Yeah. No, but he does look 10 times better than Dick Clark.
Okay.
Right. Dick Clark had one strike, one stroke, and he striked out for life.
Stroke one.
Regis Philbin
strokes you're out.
Regis Philbin is clogging arteries left and right, and he's kicking shit. Ass.
Yeah. Happy New Year. Maybe he's eating too much Chinese food.
Yeah.
All over the news today.
Oh, no.
Big shocker of the century. Chinese food is not very good for you.
Really?
Oh, shit.
Wow. Sodium.
It's fucking, it's salt and fried chicken.
Yeah.
So this is basically what it is.
You're telling me 6 billion people are wrong?
It's true.
Yeah.
They're all skinny.
Well, no, they don't eat that crap.
They also do back-breaking farm work. 18 hours a day. Of course they need a lot of, like, you know.
And lots of bike
dumplings
riding.
And.
I mean, Chinese people don't eat Chinese food.
No, they don't eat what we eat.
Where did Chinese food even come from?
America.
How do we, like, how?
Where did pizza come from? America.
Well, I mean,
actually, it's Chinese.
What?
Well,
didn't the Japanese create pizza?
Something no.
Like that. Well, it was
created in Kentucky, I think.
Oh, but there's like a version of pizza.
Italian.
It's more like a full, almost like a calzone.
Yes. Yeah. It's
more like a
delicious
pita with some shit on top.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But
can I curse on here?
Yes.
Yeah,
you can say
you
everything and anything because we always
shit. Well, damn. Fuck.
Yeah. Oh
wow.
Damn.
Whoa.
God. Tourette's.
Holy
you just can't
load them up.
Can't make fun of Jews.
I didn't get a beer. What's
damn,
this?
Dan's drinking.
I didn't even get a beer.
Hold on.
Wait,
hold
who
on.
Is this?
I know, right? Wow.
Is this Craig in a Dan mask?
Rip off the mask.
Yeah.
You can only make fun of Jews for 6.25% of the airtime.
Oh, damn it!
That's how much of Derek is Jewish.
And I had a big kike rant. I wanted to get out.
Oh, come on, Vaughn.
Oh my God.
Wow, Vaughn.
No, you didn't. You're just
you hating anti-Semite. Unbelievable.
Damn me.
You're an anti-Dentite.
Wow. All right, good.
So yeah, Chinese food is bad for you, apparently.
No,
it's not. It's so very delicious down. For me.
It is, but there was a whole spread in the Post, I think, where it had like a big plate of Chinese food and how many? It's like nothing was under 1,000 calories.
I would have eaten the paper.
Yeah,
it's I think soy is like 900 milligrams per serving. It's just like a teaspoon is 900 milligrams of sodium.
So horrible.
That's like almost 50%, I think.
It's like the worst shit for you in the world. And it made the paper.
Yep.
Why? Who didn't know that?
And
who did not know that?
They're going to have to start renaming the dishes like General So Kidney Failure.
Yeah.
This one make you piss stop.
General So's Kidney Failure.
And the 304 all-you-can-eat Chinese places in the area are like have lines out the doors every day with people who are four times the size of us.
Yeah, Chinese buffet. Forgot about it.
High blood pressure
must make so much money.
What's the Chinese place down? House of Chong. They actually have like a nice bar in there. You ever see the people that hang around that bar?
I've never
disgusting.
Been inside the place.
How creepy do you have to be to hang out at a bar? At a Chinese joint.
Now, that's the nice one by Steak and Ale, right?
No, it's the one by where Redheads used to be. I don't know what's
the one by Steak and Ale is like an Asian
Union Plaza restaurant, right?
It's like a supermarket, I think.
Yes, it's a supermarket and food a Chinese
market.
Restaurant.
They probably have like a little.
No, they
well, no,
something.
It's a restaurant too. Which is there's an Asian market and then the restaurant's right next to it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because it looks really nice. Like,
yeah,
the building
that's where
is very like
really
like
big. Never been in there.
There's like big statues in the front of it.
Yeah,
crazy.
It's cool.
House of Chong.
Speaking of Chinese food.
Do you have any input on Chinese food?
Sure. You ever go out to eat with someone that's fluent in Chinese or from China?
No.
You get a whole different menu.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of funny. Prices are lower.
Wow.
What are you talking about?
It was in the news not too long ago.
That's
impressive.
In New York. Yeah. Depending on who you were, the Chinese food like
I'm calling up Wendy.
And like the Lower East Side. You got,
oh, so they have different menus
whole different menus. Like Katie Kilroy, fluent in Chinese.
Yeah.
When I go out to eat with her at Hunan House. Around the corner?
Drop a name, what?
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing you can't really do is drop names just for liability.
I can say, like, my friend and first name.
Yeah. Well, just ixnay the last name.
Well, it's not like, as long as you weren't slandering her.
That's true.
So you were with Katie Couric, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that fat whore?
Wow. Katie,
Katie Holmes? Okay.
And anytime I go out to eat with her at the local Chinese establishment,
yeah.
We get a whole different menu.
What is that mean,
I can't
exactly?
reach. Well, it's a Chinese menu. And, okay. Like, it has all different shit. And, yeah, so they sort of, you know, if you speak Chinese, they give you the healthy shit.
Well, have you ever been into a Chinese restaurant where there's a Chinese family in there and they're getting, like, just the most... I don't know.
Bland.
A completely different what you're getting.
All they do is just, it's like just we're rice getting, and noodles with nothing on them.
It's like fat fuck food for us, and they're getting like decent okay food.
Triple F.
That was good.
Fat fuck food. Unbelievable. Yeah. I just noticed them. They just eat a little bowl of white rice and maybe some noodles with nothing on it.
Oh, my God.
It. That's it. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Dan. I don't normally do that.
You're being...
Wow!
That sounded like a buzzer on a video show, a game show.
And he sniffs the mic.
Yeah,
you fuck.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That.
And the survey says.
That, yeah. It sounded almost like that that alarm test on the on TV. It's like. Or maybe like the beginning of Chemicals Diesel. Between Us.
This is an emergency broadcasting of Derek's flatulence.
Wow.
If this had been an actual shit.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
That was funny.
Oh, there's more to come, believe me.
Oh, I'm so fucking gassy.
You should have heard him in the bathroom before.
Oh, you never want to hear him say that.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
I heard that.
Yeah, did you hear that?
Oh.
So Chinese food, huh?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Starving.
I've had my fill of that.
I haven't had Chinese in like a long time.
Really?
Thinking about it, yeah. Like at least a month.
I think we tend to have it at least once a month.
Hmm.
Or at least I do.
At work, I have it almost once a week.
I think when we first started doing the show, when we were doing it on Sundays, I had it every time you guys got Chinese.
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, I'd like three orders of General Tso's chicken. All right, that's $27.
What lengths have you gone to get Chinese food? Good
oh,
Chinese food,
goodness,
Derek.
I think we brought this up, didn't we?
It's a good story.
Did we ever bring this up?
No.
When I went to community college, I would leave there around 10 a.m. And I was like, you know what? I bet you if I drove to Philadelphia, they'd be serving lunch at the Chinese place Noodle Heaven on Broad Street.
Yeah.
So,
actually,
I drove... to Philadelphia, I parked, I got General Tso's chicken, I ate it in my car, and I drove home.
Yeah, you know why they closed that place down?
Why?
Because they sewed together General Chow chicken chunks. Thanks, Steve number two.
Oh, yeah, that's when I told the story.
Wow, what the fuck? Why are you bringing up those bad jokes?
General Chow's chicken chunks. The worst.
And just to... embellish a little bit.
Whoops.
Anybody that doesn't know where we live, that's like a two.
That's
two
like an hour 45.
90 minute if you
to
pushing
Philadelphia?
It. Yeah.
From the college? Yeah, it's about that.
90 minutes.
Yeah, from here.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way I go.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, the way he goes. Hmm.
The way. Yeah, 90 minutes. Anyway,
still
dog's playing
minutes.
In the living
still
room.
Still pretty
oh. Whoops a daisy. Whoops a daisy.
So Dan Dunn, huh?
Do we got a mic for the dog?
Dan Dunn.
Yeah, he's got his own, she's got her own MySpace page.
Ned Nudd. That was his
my name backwards.
That was his doppelganger.
That was the doppelganger. If we were ever to make a Pizza Hut movie back in the day, that would be the character's name. Yeah. Ned Nudd. Actually,
whoever,
I came up with Gil Gull.
With that?
Gil Gull was the one.
Gil Gull. What?
That was the name I came up with for the Pizza Hut movie.
That's retarded.
Yeah, I know, and that's in the Pizza Hut movie.
Matt Damon.
Okay.
I say
oddly enough, there's a resemblance.
Certainly.
A
little bit.
I've been actually told that several
You're
times.
You're like Matt Damon's like older, fatter, retarded brother.
Oh, so he's Fat Damon?
Fat Damon! Carly, come on, give it up.
That was an easy one.
But you guys, you have like the same cheekbones or something.
Yeah, very similar facial structure.
Yeah.
How about that wicked Boston
accent? If Matt Damon and Rocky Dennis had a child.
Oh my. What?
Oh, my
God. Rocky Dennis. Rocky Dennis.
I'm just kidding.
Wow. Oh, my God.
What?
Welcome I was thinking maybe,
show.
Like, who the fuck was that guy in Brian Dennehy?
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Big Fat Brian Dennehy.
Wow. Maybe him He's and awesome. Matt Damon having a...
having I like mine
yeah, get that in your mind.
I don't know. Rocky Dennis
Brian
is
Dennehy
little...
raping Matt Damon.
Dude, Rocky,
in the ass.
Rocky Dennis.
He's dead, isn't he?
I don't
is
care.
He?
Yeah, he probably is. Michael Jackson's probably got his bones just to deal with
the band. That movie frightened me because he was disastrous. God.
Couldn't, I saw it Good once, test. And I never could see it again.
And that poor what's-her-face had to touch his face and stuff.
No, it was more...
What the hell's her name?
Jurassic Park.
What's her name? Dern?
Laura Dern, yeah.
Thank you.
You know who was more horrifying in that movie that always scared the crap out of me?
Cher.
Cher.
Oh.
Fuck, it's scary.
Cher. Who I once heard was the babysitter for Anthony Kiedis. That's a little bizarre.
Okay, you just ruined it.
No wonder he turned out as good as he did.
Doing drugs under a bridge.
Okay.
Shooting heroin into his
And I'm sure many
dick
other
hole.
Places.
Dickhole.
Wow.
Well, speaking of Chinese food, Mr. Ted Turner made some disparaging remarks at a dinner. He was making some sort of speech. And he said to the thousands of business and political leaders, the Chinese are very smart. Just think, have you ever met a dumb Chinaman?
That's awesome.
And
That's
they terrible. Just recently have come out and said Chinaman is considered now a racial slur.
Oh, that's
really?
Fucking stupid.
That's gay.
Chinaman? No. Yeah.
Well, Chinaman.
China woman.
Well, I guess.
China
so,
doll.
What?
China doll.
China doll is just offensive.
Rather than saying like a Chinese man, you'd have to say a Chinaman.
Yeah.
And that would be in poor taste.
But I guess during the war or something, they referred to them as Chinaman.
You're dumb Chinaman.
I thought Chink just, was the bad.
Chink would. Gook. Is Chink acceptable? I mean,
Chink's
no.
not acceptable.
Chink's a real word. I mean,
in the armor, yes. Uh-huh. But not as a person.
How about Zipperhead?
Carly, do you have something to say?
Charlie.
Is that offensive?
Has anyone seen that episode of South Park with Nigger Guy?
I saw like that little bit, and that was fucking funny.
That was ridiculous.
I don't know how they do
it was
that.
Ricoculous, Carly. Anyway.
Wow.
Okay.
You Nargersite. We'll throw back to
it. Well, what?
Nigger's okay, but Nigger Guy, not
all right. Well, no, the word nigger isn't okay. Didn't New York just ban it?
Yeah, well, kind of. They're trying to get rid of it.
Voluntarily.
Voluntarily ban it?
That won't happen.
But I guess Ted Turner realized that
so you know, his faux pas?
With the hush over the audience that he was being a little insensitive.
Chinaman, is that really that bad?
They
think
came
about
out
it.
Recently, like
no,
within
but
the
think
past.
About
no,
it.
It's not. Yes. But they came out and said, I guess Chinaman came out and said, we don't want to be called Chinaman anymore.
But what do they want to be called?
Chinese Americans?
No. No.
Chinese people?
Eastern Asian citizens.
Yeah. Slanty-eyed and happy.
Asians, I guess.
Asian? No, you can't even call somebody an Asian. You
no, Orient is mad. Orient is the bad one.
Oriental?
Yeah, they're not a salad.
Because it's too generic.
Yeah.
They want to be like, oh,
they
want to
be
Thai. And
Chinese or Japanese or Filipino or Korean.
Burmese.
Uh-oh. North Korean, South Korean.
She runs in here. What happened?
But anyway, he. I guess he kind of got the flop sweat going. So
He
asked
Carly has more to say?
He asked rhetorically if anyone had ever seen a Chinese restaurant close. And he said, the Chinese are very smart, very hard workers.
Did he do it like very hawakas?
And the people who ran the dinner basically gave him a letter saying, thank you for coming, and you were very offensive.
The fuck's he care? He's like a billionaire.
He doesn't care, and he shouldn't care.
Exactly.
Gook. Gook. Gook.
Wait. Carly's got something to say. She took the mic.
I have a little racist Chinese story, kind of.
Uh-oh.
My,
No, put it on your mouth. You have to talk into it.
It
was like a magnet.
Like it's a...
like two polar magnets.
You. Peanut butter all
what?
Over the mic.
Matt's not allergic. He's not going to die.
Okay.
Do you have a peanut allergy?
Yeah.
No. Okay, so then it's fine. When we were younger, like, I must have been like 3. My brother must have been like 4. We went to a restaurant. And, No. My brother was looking around the booth, and he saw a Chinese family behind him.
Oh, no.
So he turns to my mom and says... They have fun faces.
What?
They have fun faces.
What?
They look like they were having fun.
there was a small child, and he goes, the baby has a fun face, too.
Fun face. Wow.
So my mom was like, we have to go now. And that was the end of the restaurant experience.
Oh, God. It was in, like, Ground Round or something.
Ground Round?
I saw your brother like today.
It's like a Ponderosa.
With his girlfriend. They didn't say a word to me.
They didn't say a word to me.
Was that House of Chong?
Speaking of Ground Round, you guys remember the Ground Round?
Yeah, we talked about it last week, I think, right? Or the week before?
What was that?
Ground Round, they used to have the popcorn and all that. Yeah, it was like a kid's Fridays.
And they
had
a
big screen.
Never heard of it.
My parents.
Come on.
Chapel
where was
Island
it?
35, where the
I know where it was,
is.
But I never went to it.
What's there now?
The dentist, Middletown Dentist Office.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Something like that. Okay.
They had a big like projector, and they have like old cartoons and shit.
I never went to it, but I heard about it.
Yeah. Never went.
That was a while ago.
Oh, yeah. It's like when we were like
kids.
Six, seven.
It was like razzmatazz.
Yeah.
Oh.
Razzmatazz.
Never went there either.
That was by the old movie theater, right? The Amber
yes.
movie theater?
Yes.
Which is closed.
Yeah.
Done.
They're both closed. Like
that whole area is closed.
It's
when
a dead zone.
When did razzmatazz close?
10 years ago?
Early 90s.
That's what I was saying. People were trying to say it was open until like 97. I was
doubt
like,
it.
I don't
Maybe.
Think so. Because
I think
they put the movie theater in there, and I was probably in middle school by
I think
then.
They tried
well,
to
they
put
were
like,
both there for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, they coexisted.
They did for a little while?
Yeah.
It was like right next to it, I think.
They shared the parking lot.
I think it was they tried to put something else in its place.
Yeah.
And it failed miserably.
What, like a Discovery Zone or something?
Yeah. No, like a
Chuck E. Cheese or
like
something.
A Hooters.
Like
I don't know.
A Hooters. Awesome.
If there was a Hooters there, I'd be there now.
Yeah. I want to go to one. I've never been to one.
Really?
Dude, they suck.
I never wanted to go, but the wings are fantastic.
Worst wings ever.
Wow.
Whoa.
Damn. There's a fight.
Uh-oh. There's like
I'm gonna reach over there.
I can see like a Dragon Ball Z thing happening here right now.
I got like just a tear coming out.
Beams okay, of hot sauce coming out of both of them.
How can they be the worst ever? They were so good.
I've only been to one. It was on the way back from Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
Okay.
And it was a bunch of guys from the Army. And it just sucked.
Who?
They're all fat chicks.
I've heard of
well,
very
okay, it was
the
chicks, whatever.
The
but like what was wrong with the wings?
They were just bad. No flavor. Dry.
Flavor.
You got some bad wings, huh? You got a bad batch.
Yeah, you probably got a bad batch because I went to the one in Atlantic City, and it was delicious.
Delicious.
It really was.
Maybe
they
I
were
go to
one
north of Mason-Dixon line.
Perhaps.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
But I've never been to one. I would like to. We should make that a...
I mean, the ambiance, obviously. The girls are just stupid.
Okay.
We should do a live show from the Hooters.
It's not hot at all. There's nothing hot about it.
It's very...
The orange shorts are
hokey.
Yeah, it is.
It might be the orange shorts that turned my stomach. Not the
maybe. Now they have white shirts.
Yes.
No, shorts.
Shorts. Oh, shorts, yeah.
And the white shirts.
And they're kids. White kids.
Yeah,
it was horrible. That's all right.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do a live remote from a Hooters somewhere.
Probably not.
Yeah, right.
Never.
We'll do a live remote from the House of Chung of the Street first before we do that.
From fucking Dublin House.
Ooh. Oh,
that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
If we got a big enough fan base, we can do that. Just close the place
hey,
down.
Hey, I Love Poop is back.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. I was just talking about you, Poop. I want to know where you were.
Yeah, what happened with that? Please answer us.
Where
have you been, Poopy?
Oh, my God. How many web pages was that?
That was a lot.
I guess we're getting the news? Breaking
nasty
it down.
Nasty porn, one or the other.
Hey. Oh, whatever.
Hey,
nasty
Derek.
Nasty porn. Yeah.
I don't know if you brought it up. Did you bring up the board? By any chance?
Aristocratsradio.com/board. There's also a link on the MySpace and on our front page.
Yes.
It's a fun little board. We're all on there and we all talk and chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rip each other apart.
There's like, I think, 10 members right now.
Ooh. 11. Steve just signed up.
Wow, faggot.
And maybe one day if he'll get a computer.
I'm saving up all my pennies.
He won't use his computer right now because he's mad at his brother.
We're not going to get into
it. How old are you? 12?
Yeah. This was kind of fun. They're bringing out these coasters, beer coasters, anti-drinking and driving coasters.
Yes, I saw this.
That are printed with invisible red ink.
Mm-hmm.
The red ink only surfaces when it becomes moist. So there's a picture, a black and white picture of people's faces looking very somber. And when you lift your beer up, they're bleeding.
Cool.
Yes. Oh.
That's hot.
I have something I want to say that just reminded me. I want to say that in the past few months, I've started going out more frequently to bars and driving home drunk. And I really think
that's an admission.
It's an interesting thing to experience because depending how drunk you are when you get home, the next morning it's like missing time, like you're abducted by aliens. Because I don't remember getting home. I don't remember driving home a lot of times.
That happens to me coming home from work.
So I'm like, I'm laying in bed and I wake up and I'm like, oh, my head hurts. And
whoa.
Like, I don't remember driving home.
Definitely don't remember parking in the front lawn.
No, I'm usually really good with it.
Where's my car?
Tuesday night, we were leaving the bar.
Yeah, thanks.
And you were in front of us and me and Matt were behind because I'm responsible and I had a driver. Mm-hmm. We made the right and you made the left and a cop went directly behind you.
I was like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
And Matt just goes, and there goes Steve.
License gone.
Nah, I would just life kill, gone. I would just kill the cop and go on the land.
Kill the cop.
Oh, shit.
And on Thursdays, they call us. Where are you now? I can't tell you. I mean, it's a bus stop somewhere.
Hey, if it was
hearts
my,
unknown.
If it was my homeboy, Bean Brizzly, I'd be good. I don't want, I don't want to. I can name drop if I call him that.
Yeah, I know, but you won't do that.
Name names.
Anyway, Red Bank op. Whatever.
Yeah. But, I, you know, I thought of that the next morning. I like that.
Oh,
you like that? Great. Bean's a cop.
Sorry,
or you like drunk driving?
No, I. Well, I don't like.
No, he likes the mysticism of waking up in the morning, going, how'd my car get here? Why am I in my pajamas in my own bedroom?
It's just very splotchy, like memory loss. Imagine. You know.
So, have you woken up next to a stranger yet?
I'm kind of hoping that might happen soon, but
now,
depending who that stranger is.
Usually, it's a sausage fest when he goes out. So.
Exactly. So.
Ew.
Yeah.
What? It's you, him, and him, and me.
Well, like I said,
he could have hooked up with the girl that was hot every third time we saw her.
Oh,
wait, which one was this?
You know, I hit the nail right on the head.
You really
and,
did.
And Derek was like, oh my God, you're right.
Wait, explain. I wasn't there.
She was like back and forth, going to the bathroom, probably doing coke. I don't know. But Matt hit it on the head. She was hot every third time we saw her.
Yeah.
Third time?
She was only one-third attractive, but not like...
Like the certain light hit her, and it was just like, bang!
Seriously.
I guess so. I don't know. Like, I'd see her. You'd be like, meh. You see her again. Meh. They see her again and be like, wow, she's pretty hot. And then she'd come like, back and you go, oh, no, she's not.
No, what happened? Oh, no, she's still.
It was the weirdest thing. And I like, I was struggling with it. And Matt said that. And I was like, God damn it.
No, it's very weird.
Talk about the position of your beer glass have anything to do with it?
It could.
Looking through the bottom reflecting, of the beer glass?
Well, Matthew was, as usual, stone cold sober.
With a Coke.
Well,
stark sober.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talking about women in the bar, I heard you guys met somebody that we've already met before.
Oh, Mary?
Yeah. We didn't talk about
hot.
It the last time.
Yeah.
I don't even
hot
know if we can
Aunt
talk
Mary
about Mary. I don't think anyone would appreciate Mary.
I
which Mary?
Crazy Mary? I don't know. She's
how old?
35.
Okay. She's I had a crazy Mary at work.
No.
She's older than 35. And
some odd reason, was it 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, she just popped up and sat down next to us and started talking about how she
you
was
guys
the,
look like you're having fun.
Yeah. Well, she was amazed that I was playing with the... with the laser light gun, the Elk Lodge killer.
She's a vegetarian, but it's funny that he's killing the deer.
Yes.
Basically, she's an insane woman, and she claims that...
that she was the basis for something about
something
Mary.
About Mary, and that
yes
her husband was an extra on Kingpin, and he left her for the, I guess, porn star that was in that movie.
Vanessa Angel.
Vanessa Angel.
Yeah.
And she had all these wacky adventures in Hollywood with
certainly
the Farrelly brothers and Woody Harrelson and all this.
And she became, her profession was arm candy.
Yeah.
That was her
and what is she doing
profession.
Now she's becoming a nurse?
I don't,
physical therapist or something.
We were quizzing her on the anatomy.
What, that, yeah, what, yes, good on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yes.
God, you're fucked
where's
up
my glands at, Mary?
She wouldn't, yeah. She wouldn't leave,
oh,
she walked by, she started talking to us, and then she grabbed her coat and came over and sat right down with
that's
us.
That's what she did last time.
Yeah, but she did this for the rest of the time that she was there and went home.
Well, I think because she didn't have anybody, any of her friends. When she
she pointed out that she was with someone or at least knew somebody.
Because I remember the first time she a friend of hers came in and was like, and dragged her away. And we were all thank God.
Well, they were saving us, but this time it didn't happen.
Yeah, because her friend was probably like split right after she left there.
It was very awkward how she left, too. She just kind of was like, okay, well, I'm leaving now. And that was it.
You guys are cool.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I'm a freak.
So, yeah. I don't think you can really appreciate Mary unless you met her.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, weirdos you meet at the bar.
It's just some. She's real mousy and just weird.
I said she reminded me of the mother from Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of a personality. And like,
Kevin!
Yeah. Just weird and abrupt and similar speech patterns.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on from Mary.
That's not news.
What are we talking about?
Her. Powder. Tot found high on coke at preschool.
Yes!
Sweet.
Florida, of course. A toddler was being treated for having cocaine in her system after workers at her church preschool noticed the girl was acting unusual. Unusual. The unidentified girl, who was between 18 and 24 months old, was taken to the hospital by her parents after workers at Promised Land Preschool of the First Baptist Church had noticed she was she would not eat and was unsteady on her feet.
Wow.
The girl
she
was
just acting like a
fine.
Toddler.
Yeah, basically. The parents both tested negative for cocaine. 14 employees at the church underwent interviews and drug screenings, but all results came back negative.
So this kid just got a good dealer.
I guess so.
somebody misplaced the powder for cocaine.
Yeah, wow. I mean, I guess it's Jacksonville, Florida, so she could have just found it.
Possible.
Maybe ingested it.
Yeah, maybe. It was
maybe a rock or something. I don't think.
Ooh.
It's true.
You know, I don't
did
think
you
she,
guys hear about
just like rolling up a dollar bill.
Did you hear about the girl in the city the other day?
Uh-oh.
It was found with 24 vials of coke in her jacket. A kindergartner.
Kindergartner?
What?
Basically, what the news said was that her father hid his stash in the daughter's jacket the night before.
What?
And totally forgets that, you know, when he puts her on the bus that morning. An hour later, is like screaming at the principal's office, I need my daughter's jacket.
Oh my God.
So security guards in the school, and I think it was Manhattan or Brooklyn or something, search the jacket first, find that's 24 vials.
Holy fuck.
How Daddy, stupid do you have like... to be to hide your stash in your daughter's jacket?
Daddy,
it was
why
fun
is my
dip,
jacket all rigid?
Right?
I don't know.
Daddy, what are these little glass bottles in my jacket for?
What are all these little pockets for, Daddy?
But yeah, like, I don't know. How does he not think that she would start showing people? Like, hey, look at these.
Well, he probably didn't realize. He probably forgot.
He's also probably, you know, doing it.
He's probably high. Duh.
He's using them. So.
She's probably a dummy anyway. She's probably all fucked up from being born a crackhead.
Crack baby. She's
probably a dummy.
Oh, God. Was that? Did you just correct him?
I said crack baby.
Oh, yeah, because he's a kid. He's a crack baby.
But that's Dan's first official Vaughn correction.
Yeah. There'll be many more to come in the next hour and a half.
Shut up. What else you got?
What happened?
Huh?
Are we done with that? Are we done with that topic?
Woody Harrelson's dad was found dead in a prison cell at the age of 69.
What's he doing in prison?
Do we have his theme music?
He was a...
Cheers theme?
He was a hired assassin of San Antonio federal judge.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. He was
really?
A bad boy.
Really? Woody Harrelson's dad?
Yeah, professional gambler and father of Woody Harrelson.
If you knew about this, you could have told Mary this last night.
I know. He was serving 2 life sentences.
And he was found. Oh, he was found just dead.
Yeah, found dead in a cell.
And somebody got payback.
How does life
sentence
work?
They say how?
I don't know. How can you give someone more than one life sentence?
No,
because like, life isn't life. It's
life
like
is
25
years.
Is it?
Yeah.
So basically, you got a 50-year sentence.
Hmm.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because you can get life plus more, and it's like
you get life without parole, life plus 20.
Life.
Speaking
plus
of
one.
That, of in, well, here's an insane jail sentence: 240 years.
Oh, I heard about that
for this. Disgusting savage.
Wow.
so many.
It's like 9.5 life sentences.
Yeah.
This black dude went on a rampage at a bar in New York a couple years ago, and he threw kerosene on some patrons and threatened to set them afire because he, you know,
white
people use racist.
Okay.
The sentence means death behind bars for Steven Johnson, a 39-year-old African-American, AIDS-infected, unemployed Brooklyn barber.
Wow! Barber on top of all nine.
Wow!
Why keep him alive?
That was like a quadruple stacker right there.
At least,
my God.
At least he has a job in jail.
What?
Yeah. He's a bug catcher.
Oh, my
giver,
God.
Whatever.
No, a gift giver.
He's a gift giver.
And a barber.
Oh, my God.
And he's... Oh, my God.
You guys read the local papers lately?
What happened?
What about that lady that chopped up her husband and put him
in
matching,
I know.
That
was
matching luggage?
What?
Yeah, it was like 5-6 years ago. They found him in Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was shot and poisoned. And it turns out that she bought a handgun, the same type of handgun that shot him. And the doctor's office that she works at wrote a prescription for the poison that he was poisoned with. What? And her lover bought
coincidence!
Her...
Coincidence! Did you ever hear of that?
A circular saw. That allegedly they think that's what he was chopped up by.
Wow, way to leave a paper trail.
All a month before it happened. And, like, she denies having, you know, matching luggage. That's her alibi. It can't be me.
She had all that against her. She's like, that's not my luggage.
This is the article
here. That's matched Louis Vuitton luggage. I don't have that. Well,
she said she didn't kill her husband, although the real killer made it look like she did.
Oh, that's called frame.
Because they always do that.
But then she took the chop saw and tried to get the money back on her W-2s.
The chop saw.
I mean,
whatever. You know what I mean.
Wait, what?
The chop saw.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
I missed that.
You know what I mean.
Can we get the record?
You know what I mean. Do you know how many times per show Vaughn says, you know what I mean?
Sorry that second. I had to Vaughn, clap. We got your new thing here.
Love that.
Slow the fuck down.
Awesome.
He's doing so good, too.
I just want to point out on the back of the paper here that Derek has, that Steve
Derek?
Has.
I'm
sorry.
How dare you? Am I gaining weight?
Oh, my by God. The second.
Wait, what'd you say?
I'm going to go barf up those
I
chips.
I said the paper that Derek has, and I meant to say Steve. There is a bad pun
Ouch.
On the back of the back of the paper.
Shantahan combat.
No, that's bad.
And it's bad. That's
Shantahan.
Shantahan combat.
Talking about
what is that about? I'm just
hockey.
Curious.
This is a hockey fight.
Okay.
Who gives a fuck?
Why do they have to say that?
Because I'm mad to make people read it.
No, I don't think anyone read it.
Wait, hold on. What is this?
Oh,
is
no.
this? It's the Post.
Okay.
That's why. Mm-hmm. King okay. of bad puns. You should get a job at the fucking Post.
Yeah, but I'm king of good puns.
Yeah, you'd probably turn this damn paper around.
Okay. Maybe.
Last thing on the dismembered husband.
Yeah.
His body washed up on the shore in like Chesapeake Bay in Virginia cool. or something. Or Carolina.
Very nice.
And in Kenneth Cole suitcases, you know? I mean, if you're going to be dismembered, might as well go out in style, you know?
With her name and address on the return tags.
But it wasn't
Kenneth
hers.
Cole,
it wasn't
hers.
Talking about murders, Phil Spector is getting his trial is finally going on this week.
Oh, yeah.
Started this week. You know, where he allegedly killed that waitress in his house.
Well, if you don't take care of your hair, you're going to look like
well,
him.
Well, no, have you seen the pictures of him? Have you seen the pictures of him now?
No.
And he got his hair all nice and, you know, he's all cleaned
for
up.
The trial?
It looks like a fucking madman.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they don't go into big details. I saw it in the paper, and the whole thing was about his hair.
Yeah.
It was a big.
What else would
page.
You talk about with him?
Well, you could talk about. You could remind people about what happened.
I don't even know what he did. I just know he has awful
well,
hair.
Supposedly,
he shot
someone. He brought this woman back to his apartment, back to his house, like this the place they call it the castle. And it's like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. His chauffeur is waiting for him. Spector finally comes out with blood all over him, allegedly. And he says, I think I might have killed somebody.
Oh.
Yeah, he says this to the chauffeur.
By and chance. Then,
and then,
I think I might have.
Well, then a couple days later, he has a, after he gets arrested and gets, you know, he bails, he makes bail and all that because the man's rich as all hell for what he's done. He puts out a press conference that he saw her, that the gun wasn't his, it wasn't licensed under him.
Mm-hmm.
He never gave her the gun, and he saw her commit suicide. You know, completely turned it around on her.
Okay.
You know, and she can't really defend herself because she's dead.
Yeah.
So now they're trying to, now they're finally prosecuting. I think it's after like 4 years. I think this happened in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe more, like 5 years. What is it?
Six years.
Yeah, 2001 I think this happened. Yeah, how long that took forever.
You know, this kind of stuff happens all the same way. It's that issue that was the teacher that was local.
Yeah.
That took 10 years.
Yeah.
Didn't
oh yeah, the one.
Oh,
yeah,
the
yeah.
one that was duct taped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 years. Come on.
Whatever happened with that guy? Did he?
It just a random like come on.
And it was another stupid thing. Like, oh no, it was my brother.
Yeah. Blamed it on his brother.
Nope. Mom Scott.
Even though, even on the tape, she said his name like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Asshole.
Wasn't it the one that was the body was found here in Metal Town?
She was a teacher in this town.
Yeah.
Weinstein.
Weinstein. I think she was at North, wasn't she?
Yep.
No, Thorne.
Thorne. Yeah, yeah, she was one of my teachers.
She was special ed. There you go. One of my teachers.
Oh, it was one
well,
of my
yeah.
Sorry.
I think he dumped her in Lakewood or Brick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's very dead.
Yeah, she's been dead for many years. Since before
dead.
We were in
Over
high school.
Over 10 years, yeah.
She's gone beyond dead.
Yeah, she's rotting.
Where no dead body's
she's
gone before.
Bones. Maybe a little bit of meat.
Worm
no,
food.
Nothing.
Probably some marrow still in those bones.
There's some interesting stuff here.
What?
with Woody Harrelson's dad dying and not many people knowing that his father was a hired assassin.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They had a couple other interesting things in some celebrities' pasts.
Uh-oh. Wait, can we pause for 1 second?
Okay.
How do you become an assassin?
Start killing people for money?
Yeah.
Who's that other one? That other famous assassin? The one they had the HBO...
Iceman?
Yeah.
Kuklinski?
Yeah. Kuklinski.
He was the man.
He was awesome.
He really was.
He really was
scared.
No, cool. I'm not even joking.
He was just a cool guy.
There's so much insight from that guy on like the mind of a murderer.
Yeah.
And he was so cool with it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Okay. Have you ever seen it, Derek?
I've seen
it. He's funny.
I'm creeped out.
You need to
funny.
Watch the whole thing. The guy's unbelievable. You can see him kind of get a little choked up here and there, but it's a different kind of remorse. It's way, way, way beyond like any kind of thinking that anybody would normally have, obviously. But the fact that he did it to keep food on the table for his family is
commendable. It's commendable.
It's commendable. You maniac.
Live in a split level in Bergen.
Yeah.
All right. What were these other things?
Well, Lindsay Lohan's father, obviously everyone knows he was arrested for driving while intoxicated, among other blah, blah, blah.
And she looks fabulous in that picture.
You can see her nipples in this picture.
And I like that.
Oh, my gosh, she's hot.
Wait, what?
Yeah. She's kind of back and forth.
Well, there
she is. Depends on how much cocaine she's doing.
Look, I got to send you the link for the GQ pictures.
Oh,
hit the record.
What happened?
Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Theron.
Experienced a family homicide while growing up in South Africa. She was 15 when her mother shot her father, who threatened them in a drunken rage. And it was ruled self-defense.
And she looks terrible in that picture.
She does look really bad.
Horrendous.
This one's kind of funny. Tobey Maguire, his father staged a botched bank robbery for his family when they were strapped for cash in 93. He served 2 years in jail after a neighbor saw him carrying bags of money into his California garage.
Too bad he have spidey senses to help him out.
That's true.
The brother of Reese Witherspoon assaulted a neighbor in 2002. Not that.
She looked kind of good
the
there.
Fuck?
Yeah, she did.
Is it necessary to have that caliber
gun?
I
don't know. All right, is that Michael Jackson or Terry Hatcher?
That is Terry Hatcher.
Wow.
And her uncle did the nasty with her when she was a child.
Oh, sweet.
So she was raped.
Wait, Steve, did you say that
That's
caliber
not necessary.
Gun? Yeah. He was talking about the year.
Oh, he said 20-aught.
20-aught, too. 20-aught is zero.
Yeah. That's like 20-aught, too. That's like a gun, too.
Mm-hmm. No.
Something like that.
I don't know about that.
No.
Yeah, I should get the Neil scratch.
30-06 is a gun.
That's what I was thinking of.
That's what he was thinking.
50 cal.
All right, Dan, just take it easy.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm sorry, you're not fun. I'm not allowed to.
And the last one, and in my opinion, the best, Alec Baldwin's brother, overdosed on crack and was arrested in 1998 in New York's Plaza Hotel.
Which Baldwin?
Steve. Yeah, Daniel.
Okay.
Before getting hauled off by police, Daniel Baldwin ran naked through the halls screaming, "Baldwin!"
What? I always wanted to do that.
And then he was for stealing an SUV. Yes, Carly?
My brother's fiance's sister has dated Daniel Baldwin.
Was it Daniel?
Yes, it was. He actually, I don't know how far into it I can get, but she met him while she was working, and he came back and asked her out. So she's gone out with him, and I only can hope that she stays with him long enough so that he can come to my brother's wedding.
That's not funny enough, so I'm going to add this. Can I add it?
I don't know. That's why I left it out. I don't know.
I mean, how bad is it?
I don't know.
Well, we're not going to say what she does. It's all not right. Like, all right. Well, he met her while she was at work. She happens to work at a police station, and he happened to have been getting arrested and fingerprinted while he was asking her out. And she said... she said no at first, and then she said yes.
I guess
he kept bothering her because he kept getting arrested.
Yes.
Can we do a little 6 degrees separation?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
When I used to train horses back in college.
Horse?
Horses.
If it wasn't for that horse. Yeah.
You trained horses?
Yeah, where were you?
Horse whisperer? What the fuck were you?
When I went to Monmouth.
You trained horses?
At Monmouth
to
Park.
To do what?
Race.
The fuck?
My father was a horse trainer.
You didn't?
Wait, my father was a horse whisperer.
I always thought you had the body of a jockey, Dan.
Thank you.
No, I was. he just like gets dressed up in the horse costume, and they're totally fooled. And
fucking Derek just spit up.
No,
I knew you were.
And he just
I knew where you were going. I tried to swallow so fast.
Oh my god.
And he just they mimic him.
He's in a two person suit.
With just Dan. Him.
No, just me and all fours.
Wow.
No, so anyway.
Great.
My the head trainer for where the stable I used to work for grew up with a ball.
I'm gonna interrupt you for a second.
You're about to blow up.
You have no idea how good this feels. I have such stomach pains right now. I think I'm going to die.
Oh, my God.
Steve is so uninterested right now.
No.
He's looking at the Lowe's.
No, I have something funny here.
Okay.
The Lowe's.
Anyway, go ahead, Dan.
So he grew up with the Baldwins. He grew up in California.
Oh, really?
And he was actually at that party. I remember him telling me.
Oh, really?
Multiple times. It's like his only story.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good story.
Yes.
Someone overdosing on crack and yelling Baldwin through the...
I can't even imagine what it's like to be a member of that family.
I don't know.
I don't want him.
I saw Stephen Baldwin was in that horrible ripoff of Signs.
Oh, God.
Called Silent Warnings or
something.
Like, how vague...
Isn't he?
That's definitely on like the Spade in America thing. Like, oh, I enjoyed that movie the first time I saw it when it was called Signs.
Yeah. Isn't Stephen Baldwin like a born again Christian now?
Yes,
a porn again Christian.
I said born, you shit fuck.
And that's kind of funny because he was like on this crusade to shut down a porn shop in his town or something.
No, but the reason he became a born again Christian.
Start again, Vaughn.
Wasn't the reason he was a born-again Christian because his wife found him cheating? I got it out!
Something like that. There was a reason.
Right, his wife found him cheating, like actually walked in him as he was fucking some other woman.
I don't know.
And he became a born-again
Christian. That's it, I'm becoming a born-again Christian!
Oh,
as soon as I'm done! As soon as I'm done!
He was going, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Stephen, you've embraced Christ.
Anyway.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm just getting a hummer.
We're really getting that sound effect work.
Oh, we're going to get a lot of exercise out of that.
Shut up.
Yes.
So what were you saying, Vaughn?
I'm done.
Born again Christianity.
I did it. That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh.
Why? Right. You wanted to do it again?
Nope.
What?
Oh. Yeah, go.
Well, we should take a break. We've done 50 minutes already.
Cool.
Nice.
Believe it or don't.
Okay. I don't.
And we're going to play some music here. Brought to us by our very own Vaughn.
Yeah.
Vaughn.
So if it's terrible, you know why.
I know none of these songs.
Okay.
Except for the William Tell Overture. Why'd you even give me that?
Because it was on my iPod this afternoon when I was listening to stuff, and I put it. It was I just burned whatever was on the
you
first
16
playlist.
Songs on your iPod?
Well, no. It was a whole playlist from work, so I took all the podcasts out, and that's the songs that were left.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
He's filled with podcasts.
We'll be right back.
Cornmo.
The hell are we listening to?
Cornmo. He's a... It's. I got to see them live on Saturday, so...
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
I liked them when it was called Ben Folds 5.
Well, that's just one big... Just
Did
one
we really come back with...
Yeah, everybody else... Hey, guys, we're on!
Where is everybody?
Derek...
Hey, if you guys want to do a show...
I think Craig went to take a shit. Maybe say, hey,
we're on. Craig's not here tonight.
I said that before.
Dang, shut the air
I said, song's about to end. Sit down, wrestler. Let's go.
Wow.
Damn it. Oh. God damn it. One? What?
Speaking of wrestling...
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
No, I'd just like to take some time to
promote
shamelessly
yourself?
Plug the DWF Devastation Wrestling show that will be going on in... What is it? Sewell? I think it's pronounced.
Seoul.
Is it Seoul, Steve?
North Korea?
Seoul, South Korea?
Yeah, it depends who you ask, but yeah.
Yeah, Seoul, New Jersey at the Powerhouse Gym on April 21st.
There is no gym, there is only Seoul.
Okay. Wow.
He does not job. I must job for him.
Okay.
Okay.
Never mind.
And there will be some names on the show.
Will Shock be there?
Yeah, Jock will be there, but I said names, Vaughn.
That's the only name I know, sir.
Like, Sal Sincere and the Patriot will both be on
Sal
the show.
Sal Sincere.
Interesting.
Wow.
Both Sal Sincere and the Patriot will be on the show.
They always seem to do the same show together.
They do. I've never seen them work each other, though, so I kind of wonder.
Yeah.
But
work each other.
Yeah. That's what it's called in the biz.
Creamy. Oh, sorry. I don't
know
the
work.
Biz. It just sounds like a gay term.
No.
Well, Craig isn't here this week. But something strange happened.
Uh-oh.
A 20-year-old man received probation after he was convicted of having sexual contact with...
Minor?
A dead deer.
Nice.
Also requires Brian James Hathaway... Oh, I thought it was Craig. To be evaluated as a sex offender. Why?
Whoa.
And treated at the Institute for Psychological and Sexual Health in Duluth, Minnesota.
But why? What if he likes that? What if he likes that sort of thing?
I wouldn't want him by me if he was fucking dead deer.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
You're not a dead deer. What do you have to worry about?
No.
Yeah, I might be dead someday. I don't want to fuck with my dead.
You're not a deer.
He's not allowed to rent Bambi. I can't let you take that video, sir.
He gets a boner when the mom gets shot.
I was just about to say that.
Oh, no.
That's hot. Still warm.
Wait, does he explain how he got caught? No? Like, was he on the side of the road, just noticed it, and went, ooh, I can fuck it in its entrails?
He was found guilty in April 2005 of felony mistreatment of an animal after he killed a horse with the intention of having sex with it.
Wow.
He was sentenced to 18 months in jail and 2 years of extended supervision on that charge, as well as 6 years probation for driving it.
So he can't get hard and fuck things unless they're dead.
I guess so. Well, I guess he didn't want to.
There's nothing wrong with that, but
fight back.
Draw the line at humans, please.
Yeah, no, come on.
Now, what's it like to be the person that, obviously somebody must have discovered him doing this. Mm-hmm. Like, whoa, that guy's got his tongue in that deer's ass.
Like, yeah.
Hey, that guy's going to kill the horse. It's okay, I'm going to have sex with it.
All right.
No, I mean, he must have, because he didn't kill the horse, right?
Well, at least.
He did, after he killed the horse with the intention of having
with
sex
his with cock.
I love this Judge Michael Lucci. This is the quote of the year. That type of behavior is disturbing.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Wait.
No, it's magnificent.
Way to go out on a limb there, Mr. Lucci.
And this guy's only getting probation. He's not even going to jail. Or being put to death, as he should be.
That type of behavior is stimulating. That's what he wanted to say.
Wait, 2 years probation and how many years psychiatric?
Two.
Two? That's it?
Oh, he can be helped.
He should be in like a fucking loony bin for the rest of his life.
No, he should be in a grave.
He should be in a grave for the rest of eternity.
Oh, yeah.
Starting now.
He likes to fuck dead horses.
Dead horses? He got in trouble fucking
a
dead deer?
What do you have to
say
about
this? I really don't have a problem with that.
No.
Wait, you don't have a problem with that?
He's not trying to fuck little kids. Now that's a problem.
That is a
all
problem.
Right.
You got a point there. Touche.
It's a fucking horse.
Yeah.
All right, a little bit of a segue here before I forget this. Matt was telling me recently about a South Park episode where Cartman thinks he's making Butters look gay by putting Butters' dick in his mouth.
No, he's putting.
Well, actually,
Cartman's putting his dick in Butters' mouth.
Wait, you were having a discussion before
the episode
was aired,
and that's
the point.
Yeah.
But then it brought it up again because we saw this episode, and we're like, "Well, wait, what the fuck? Like, it's just completely messed up." Anyway,
I had a discussion with a couple of guys, and there was one person who was espousing that. Giving head to a guy isn't gay.
What?
What? Like, yeah, he was trying to say that you don't have to be gay to like suck a guy's dick.
Like, I could see.
Is there a gun
getting
involved?
Head from another guy, right, not being
see,
gay.
See now,
if you're in prison.
No, wait, hold on a second.
Freak out right there.
Well, he was gonna freak out because he was like, "Oh, you're saying I'm not gay?
No, you fucking cocksucker."
He was pissed. But anyway, no.
Throw me down the well, motherfucker.
The whole point here was that Dan was along the lines of someone else saying that it's less gay to receive than it is to give. Mm-hmm. It's still gay, but less gay.
I think it's equal.
All around it's homo.
Okay.
At least you're asserting like manliness by saying, suck my dick.
Exactly.
You know if if your dick is being inserted in some man's mouth or asshole,
oh, it's still
gay.
No, it's still gay.
And you're reciprocating, gay.
Okay, but
I'm not disputing that fact. I'm just saying there's a degree of gayness here.
There's a certain level.
You're breaching it.
No, no. It's both at a 7 right there. Fucking gay.
7?
Whatever.
10.
Okay. 10. What I just
wait,
7
what happened
in my head? I don't know why.
Both at a 7. Yeah, really.
12. Fucking it's just gay all over the place.
Okay. Vaughn has spoken.
In Bond We Trust.
In Bond We Trust.
.com.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, yeah, it is gay. It's just a little less gay to make some guy suck your dick. But
because that would insinuate that you want him to.
No, but if you were going to degrade somebody, that's the ultimate degradation.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
Along those lines.
Yeah. Yes.
What if it was Peter Steele though?
Well,
it would be totally voluntary. No, but I'm just saying. Obviously, I'd rather swallow my tongue than either suck a dick or have my dick sucked
even
by a
if
guy.
It was Peter Steele.
Well, he didn't say that.
No.
I didn't hear
it. I'm not getting tricked by this again. It was a joke. That's all there was to it.
Okay.
Anyway.
But the whole point here that could be, if you are actively seeking.
Yeah. Well, he was making the point that you could just be, walking down the street. Oh, well, I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to buy some cigarettes. And I'm going to give a guy head.
Yeah. That's
that it's, you could do it and separate yourself
from being
gay.
To give head to someone, being a guy, is psychologically, I want to suck that penis.
You have to isolate that.
But on the other hand, if it's you're trying to degrade someone, like Steve said, that's just messing around along the lines of those kids putting their hands in that other one's ass.
Yeah.
No. We just wanted to mess with somebody. It's not gay.
Whoa.
Fisting someone in the ass as a kid is still gay, no matter what you think.
But as far as they were concerned, they were embarrassing him.
Yes.
But
yeah,
they
were embarrassing him.
Because
they were embarrassing themselves.
It's just like gay porn stars when they say, oh, yeah, I'm straight. I got a girlfriend. No, you're a homo. Just give it up.
Dude.
Well, they're just trying to break into the business.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You got to go on bottom sometimes. You know what
I mean?
It's still gay.
Yeah.
Still
you.
Gay, regardless.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not going to dispute that at all.
But the degree of gay is what was the subject matter here. But however, the point here is someone said it was completely not gay.
Yeah, that just the act of doing it, it didn't mean that there was any, it wasn't relative to your sexuality.
Yeah.
You know, you could still be a straight dude. Mm-hmm. And what? You know, what the hell?
Is it just an activity that he likes to take part in?
Yeah, I'll eat some wiener.
That only works with girls, though, I think.
I'll eat some wiener.
Wait, is it for money?
Eat some wiener.
No, it was just very circumstantial.
Wait a minute. What's going on?
Oh,
the
shit
fuck
again.
Is that?
No, he's not again.
God, I hate this dog.
Oh.
Now that's gay.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Son of a...
That fucking shit.
That bitch of a bastard. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Totally.
Why'd you do that?
This shit just fell out of
Carly just got shat on.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
What happened, Carly?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Lola likes to eat her own poo and then lick Carly's mouth.
Oh no.
Puppy kisses.
Thank God that was a good segue off the topic we were just having.
Yeah, duty really.
Kisses. Christ.
God. How about eating poo? That's not weird
fine.
Or anything, is it?
No,
if you're into it, it's
that's
fine.
Not gay.
If you're into that sort of thing.
Coprophagia.
Wow.
You know the term.
Well, while we're talking about sex, there was a mother and her boyfriend who were sentenced to 3 years probation on Monday for having intercourse in front of the woman's 9-year-old daughter to teach the girl about sex. Calm down, Vaughn.
You know.
That's ridiculous. I read about this. I was going to send this to you, but...
It reminded me of the old Monty Python bit. Remember that when they do the sex ed?
Yeah,
and
brings
a woman in. And the kids are really uninterested, and he's having sex with her.
He brings his wife in?
Yeah.
Is this girl homeschooled?
apparently.
Ooh.
Mm.
Creepy.
Now
that's not gay.
Okay.
Okay. The allegation surfaced in December after the girl went to live with her father. A teacher called a child abuse hotline to report that the girl said her mother and her boyfriend had sex in front of her.
Oh.
Mommy and Johnny fucked in front of me.
Whoops.
How about if she just walked in on them in the bedroom?
Yeah, how about
different?
No.
Well, I'm saying she could have done that and said, they had sex in front of me.
Yeah, basically, that could happen.
Kids say the darndest things.
Uh-huh. Or the mother said, okay, honey, just sit here and we're going to show you something. And all of a sudden, what?
That would be funny that you said that with the Bill Cosby show. Tell me something funny.
My mommy gave my stepdaddy a blowjob.
In front of you?
What the? Did you butt in the pudding? In the pops?
Jello pudding. With the licking and the sucking and the nibbling and the blowing.
And the munching and...
So, yeah, 9 years old. That's a little...
It's a little young.
It's a little crude.
It's a little bizarre, but, you know, it's not that out there.
There are worse things you could do.
Yeah, like give someone else a blowjob if you're a guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
If you're not particularly into it.
Well, Vaughn, did you have to bring it back that way?
Yes.
Oh, we're not going to hear the end of it from him now.
No.
Vaughn always steers it gay.
He does.
I do not. Yeah, you fucked hard.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, no.
Are you curious, Vaughn? Is that it?
Oh, no.
All right.
I'm just back here, Dad.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that makes you gay.
What? No, it doesn't.
Unfortunately, my good friend Fat Tony wasn't able to make it out his house tonight, so he couldn't come to the studio.
I thought you said he wasn't that fat. Well,
I don't think so, but that's what he told me.
He
just has narrow doorways, apparently. Right? Yeah.
He lives in a colonial house. Yeah.
They're going to have to cut a wall out to get him out. Hit the flat truck, the flatbed.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Have you ever seen that thing on, like, this Discovery Health or whatever, the 750-pound man?
Yes. Oh, sir.
That was on documentary. Last night.
Yeah,
it was on A&E or something, or
something like
TLC.
That.
Yeah,
he was
huge.
A fat guy.
They had to cut a wall out of his house to get him out of the place.
Yeah. Did you see the ramp they had to put on the back of the ambulance?
Oh, no.
Did you see his wife and how hot she was?
What?
I'm sorry. By hot, I mean disgusting.
Disgusting.
She's like, she looked like a troll.
Oh, no.
Well, like, he looked any better.
What was his name?
Did you see the part when they were kissing?
Ugh,
oh,
stop
yeah,
it.
I vomited in my mouth.
She was like climbing over his bed sores and trying to kiss him.
What?
With like Mount a bed sore.
Yeah, with a Sherpa like and climbing gear.
Who did? Oh my God.
Trying to find her way through his mouth.
Part of his rehabilitation. Part of his rehabilitation was that they needed him to be able to move himself in the bed. Because he was so fat and he was in one position, he couldn't move from that position. They actually, they had like three nurses pushing him and trying to get him to go on his other side.
Oh, what?
No. And his ribs started like collapsing on him.
Yeah.
What are they?
He just
was this my ribs.
Wow.
Was this guy that moved from Maryland to Ohio?
Yeah.
9 pounds.
Like, and then he was arguing with him about what food. They're like, oh, here's a nice salad. He's
they give him a salad. He's
I want a burger.
Cheeseburger.
Wait. Food.
So they were moving him like an old rusty Buick?
Pretty much.
Like an old jalopy.
My ribs is like a prime rib.
They literally had 12 people to pick him up.
They had to buy a new scale because their scale only went
up to
750. And
oh,
750.
No.
Go to the truck stop and get him weighed.
He was
in.
Only 759? I thought he was like at least 1,000.
At least
he's
a grand.
He was a mammoth.
bigger than all.
He was like a manatee. He looked like a manatee.
Wow. He looked like two manatees.
Oh my God.
What happened to him, which is really. Okay, it's funny. He was in the kitchen, I guess, cooking or whatever.
Oh, no.
And his legs gave out on him. And he just fell.
That's when he was 550 pounds.
Yeah. He stayed on the ground for a while, and then he crawled into bed and never left the bed.
Whoa. He used to cook dinner from bed.
Yeah.
His wife was saying, she's like, at least five nights of the week I came home and he'd have dinner cooked. Like, his bed was in the living room, and like, he'd pull the George Foreman in and like, cook from his bed.
Like a hot plate on his chest?
At 550 at 550 pounds, his legs gave out on him, and then he still gained 209 pounds. At that point in life, when your legs give out on you because you weigh over a quarter ton... You don't decide it's time to lose weight.
Yeah, George Foreman grill is the best thing he ever got.
When I hit,
they had the picture.
When I hit almost an eighth of a ton, I was like, "It comes down to this point where you have to lose weight."
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, Mike, Webmonster Mike said that Fat Tony couldn't come because there was no mariachi band to send him off.
Nice.
To send him off, I love that.
But they actually used equipment that they used to pick up whales with. To get
him.
This guy
yeah.
like into the ambulance and all that. And they have basically like a lift, like a huge crane
uh-huh.
to pick him up. It's ridiculous the amount of effort just because this guy couldn't stop eating.
Yeah.
Why don't, at 550, when his knees gave out, gastro bypass. Why?
Yeah.
Well, he, and why he, don't they do it right now?
They didn't look like they had much money.
But they have enough money to transport them from Maryland to Ohio to some special facility.
And like 20,000 calorie a day lifestyle.
If you're at the point where you need it to survive and you take a course, I think it's totally covered.
Really?
You have to take a healthy eating course.
Yeah.
Something like that. I'm sure there's other things, like not even just regular.
Strange side note.
Insurance. Oh, no.
You know how I cater on the side?
Yeah.
I catered a barbecue last summer for a gastro bypass
patient
recipient
group, like
a group.
Oh my god!
Like a recovery group, you know, like they meet twice a month.
Recovery birds.
It was the most depressing catering event I've ever cooked for.
Wait, were they all like holding their stomachs like as it's stretching because they're eating just a little bit too much?
No, they were all like, you could tell they were all fat at one time because like the skin was drooping everywhere.
It's
the summertime, so they're all wearing shorts and stuff.
What? No.
What?
I would wear a burqa if that happened.
Why?
Just to cover me from head to toe. I wouldn't want to show any of that off.
I would wear a bomb on my chest.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And, like, they're talking about how, like, after 4 years, like, the skin starts to, like, go back.
Does it?
I don't
like
know.
Like, recede?
I don't want to go to the
diner. Yeah, I guess,
like,
now. It starts to
tighten up. The muscle elasticity and everything starts to, like, pull back?
Slightly. Some of them had to have plastic surgery. So it's like, okay, you don't have the flappy skin, but you get scars everywhere.
Yeah. They basically take it off and almost like a puppy's tail.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
And then they make it into a belly button because you don't have one anymore.
Yeah.
It's like when John Popper got the gastric bypass.
He looks so weird now. He looks
and
so much better.
He had to get surgery to get all the skin because it wasn't like it's supposed to. It was supposed to stretch back, I guess. Yeah. And it was still like he had like ripples upon ripples of just skin, and he had to get it all cut out and sealed.
He's
back
the
up.
Best, man. He had a heart attack while he was masturbating.
Yes,
really.
Yeah,
his arm went numb, and he didn't know what it was.
Yeah,
he stopped for a little while.
This isn't the stranger.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, that was last night.
Wait, my heart.
Speaking of celebrities that look worse, skinny. That celebrity, Brown Dwarf Jones.
Ooh.
Have you heard of her?
No.
Star Jones.
Are they?
Oh. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
She's shrunk down to a measly brown dwarf.
Yeah, and the best part about that is when she was on, what was it? She was on The View, and she got the whole gastric bypass.
Yeah.
And she was losing weight like every other day.
Oh, yeah.
And
but she
was talking,
still had huge eyes. No,
she looks
she
horrible.
Looked like an alien. But no, the thing is, she was talking about how she did this with weight loss and all that shit when everybody knew that she got gastric bypass.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And she was like, oh, I lost all this without... When, you know, we're doing some running. It's like, no, you didn't. You full-on chicken-eating bastard.
Whoa!
Oh my goodness.
See,
when you said brown star, I got confused. I thought brown you dwarf. Meant black, fat, fucking shit Jones.
Whoa!
Because I hate that fucking fat, black shit.
And talking about
and
her,
I do, too.
Talking about her, when she got married, her marriage, like, her wedding was, like, endorsed, like a... Like a NASCAR.
Yeah.
She got like a shitload of companies to
she
back it up.
She got paid to get married.
And yeah, she didn't even put a get dollar out for it.
There was a story years ago about how she would have barbecues and like people would just be getting burgers and shit, and she would have like sirloin and lobster tails, and she would eat inside while everyone else was outside just having like burgers and like ribs.
I heard there were stories about her going into Philly. And just closing out like cheesesteak places, like an afternoon.
Wait, what does that mean?
Like just buying a place, like everything they had for the day out.
All right, hang on a second, Vaughn.
Okay, do it.
All right.
What? That's what I was told.
Do you realize how much meat a cheesesteak?
That's a lot.
Dude, you remember how big she fucking was?
Yeah. She would die.
That's why.
There's a
She's
certain amount
a
of stuff
anymore.
You would eat. That you can't.
Dude, she fucking was huge.
All right, maybe 15 cheesesteaks. That's their cheesesteaks for a day?
Seriously.
That's what I was told. I don't know if it's actually true or not.
No, it's not. It can't be.
Right, fine,
no.
I heard Star Jones went to a restaurant. She ate everything in the restaurant. They had to close the restaurant.
Just because Star Jones is fat doesn't make her bad yet, does.
And Gino went out of business.
But no, the whole point is she looks horrible.
Oh, yeah.
She always looks horrible, but she looks even
worse.
She
looks like a fucking alien
skinny.
Now.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Her head's
huge.
It's
gigantic.
It's like a fucking Pez dispenser.
Yeah. She's such a bizarre looking person.
Ugh.
And now she's kind of skinny, kind of like I don't know, kind of like Oprah-ish, I guess.
No,
Oprah got skinny.
Oprah's better looking than
well,
she
no,
is
I'm just saying in terms
woman.
Of her in terms of her build. Like Oprah's never really been skinny since she's lost weight, but she looks better.
Yeah.
But then Star Jones has this weird face. I don't understand.
Fucking head.
The
whole the thing.
Eyes, like coming out of her head. The big bug eyes are hers. Looks so mean and nasty with them gnarly veins in them. Look like it'll pop. Right out of them sockets.
I thought you were doing Jaws for a second.
No. Not with three barrels, she can't. Not with three cheesesteaks, she can't.
The blackest eyes.
Like a nigger's eyes.
Oh.
Thank you.
Wow.
Craig is here in spirit.
Yeah, I know.
So, you think we can get a Fat Tony here sometime next week, maybe?
I'm going to try for next week.
No.
If I give him a week's time to get here, he could probably do it.
I want to walk in.
Yeah. Well, you can
right.
You can
lives
you
across
can
the
walk,
street.
You can walk out. We'll have him come in. Do we can have
could,
talk
could
with
we do
him.
That?
Can you
unless you want to sit in the toilet.
Here's the thing. Can you coexist with him?
No.
Because I know you don't like him.
No.
Like,
I hate his fat guts.
But Derek really wants me to have him on the show.
I thought it'd be funny. He sounds like a fun guy.
You know, I
like
mean,
a mushroom.
If you're going to leave,
like
I mean.
A Fat Tony we went to high school with.
No.
Okay.
Nah. It's somebody you don't know. Thankfully for you, you don't know him.
Kayfabe.
I don't know him.
What was
I don't
want
to know.
You might feel differently when he shows up.
But you
so.
Know him, though. What do you say you don't want to know him? You know
he was
him.
A friend of yours.
I know.
Yeah,
but
what
I don't,
happened? What,
but
a
I don't
cheese
want,
steak
I don't
contest
see him.
Went out the window?
Well,
yeah.
He's still a friend of mine.
Button. I kind
of
want him to be my friend.
Why?
I don't know. Because
his name's Fat Tony.
Yeah, and Steve talks about him all the time. He just sounds like such a fun guy.
An interesting fellow.
Yeah.
He does talk about food a lot. A little weird.
I heard he's an Edie. And like, what do they call those? A foodie. That's
a foodie?
Foodie.
Edie?
A foodie.
He's a feedie.
A feeder?
He's a feedie.
You mean a feeder?
No, yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. Hit the button.
I'm his feeder.
he requested it. Himself.
Huh? Anyway. No, I won't be here then. Sorry, guys.
Right. So Matt,
oh,
won't,
come
Matt
on.
Won't be here next week.
You take me out of the promo. I won't be
well,
here.
You could be here for a little while. You could be here until he shows up.
Nope.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, nice. So do I have to fill in for Matt next week?
I guess so.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, gross. But
we'll
anyway.
What happens.
Yeah.
Do we have any more news, Derek?
Oh, actually,
we
got.
Wait.
I had something. I
go
thought
ahead,
it was
Steve.
Very funny. Because I like that kind of.
How about this one, Steve? Yeah. not the freaking the ad, you jackass.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Lowe's just having a sale.
It's this old guy that killed his wife. You got to see his picture. He's creepy as fuck.
Oh, God.
He looks like Grandpa Monster, the not dead one. He called 911 after shooting his wife with a .38 in the stomach.
Oh, was it William Shatner?
No, close.
Oh, well, no, he drowned her.
Yeah, no.
Okay. No, I wasn't sure.
He said, he shot his wife. She said, why did you do this? He said, she enticed me and she would ridicule me throughout my lifetime. I don't know if she's dead or not.
That then, sounds then, like... I can't really blame him.
He placed the operator on hold. He went and checked on the wife, and in the background, the operator could hear him. He said, are you alive or are you dead? I think she's dead.
It's awesome.
What the fuck? Are you alive or are you dead? I'm alive. No, you're dead.
That kind of reminds me of a story I heard a few years ago about some girl. Ah, God, I don't remember if this was...
That's it.
That's it.
All right. The girl said that I think her father came in and... like stabbed her and her mother, and then she called the cops, and she's like, I kind of died, but I kind of survived.
What?
Yeah, it was just this weird calling. Like, I died, but I kind of survived, because, like, my father said I was dead. It was just some very bizarre thing. It sounds, you know, it's very
hit
similar.
Isn't that the Charles Manson thing?
Was it? I don't know. No,
is that what you're thinking of?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
I got the 911 tape if you guys want to hear it.
Yes, uh-oh. Please.
Okay. I don't know how this is going to pan out. But.
Uh-oh.
North Richland Hills 911.
That's it.
Hello?
This is Freddie Wilhite.
How can I help you?
I shot my wife in the stomach with 38.
What address are you at?
8432.
Is she still there?
Yeah, she's lying on the floor.
And what is your name?
Freddie Wilhite.
Where's the gun at?
What?
Where's the gun?
It's in the closet.
Put it back.
What?
In the closet.
What?
What?
Where's the gun at?
What?
Where's the gun?
It's in the closet.
What is her name?
Donna.
Is there anybody else there with you?
You mean Ghana?
Bam.
Okay.
Where did this take
Why place? Why did you do
country?
This?
Texas?
She enticed me, and she would ridicule me throughout my lifetime.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
and you're at 8432 Gifford?
That's it, baby.
That's it, baby.
That's all.
Okay, I'm going to get somebody out there. Where at in the house are you right now?
Well, I'm in the dining room.
Having a sandwich.
I don't know if she's dead or not.
How long ago did this happen?
A few minutes.
Okay.
He looks so happy in his mugshot,
right?
Too.
Yeah.
That too. He's fucking weird.
Very, very pleased with himself.
Would you be a lady? Dead.
It looks like a weight was just lifted happy? Off his shoulders.
It really was.
Hell yeah.
They're saying he shot her. He's still holding
the
gun. I could
have edited this a little bit.
Yeah, this right? is a little fucking weird.
I just hear him breathing.
I'll see if she's alive.
Listen,
sir.
Listen.
Are you alive?
Are you alive or are you just, like kicking her?
Okay.
The thing is, you can hear her typing like mad to get this in.
You
admitted it too.
Clear off this call. Can hear it.
You there?
I'm here.
I think she's dead.
Okay. Is there anybody else in the house with you?
No. Total of 4 units up there and reduce the rest of the other land. I'm peaceable. It's okay.
Okay, sir, it's okay. I understand. I've got help coming up there. I just want to stay on the line with you until they get there.
Well, okay. And then I'll go down.
I'm sorry?
I'll go down.
Okay.
Okay, you all right?
Y'all want to bring me some pizza while you're at it?
Y'all want to stop at the Taco Bell?
His neighbors, it says here, his neighbors said he was a nut and that he...
really?
Yeah, the hell you
yeah,
say?
He was a nut and that he tortured his wife and them for years.
Nice.
Yeah, it was Dallas.
Y'all want to bring me some Whataburger?
What?
Whataburger?
Yeah, pretty much says this. The neighbor said he was a nut. Basically, that's the quote that they have here in the paper.
A nut. Okay. Basically,
you don't.
They
say.
They were. This is it. They were a strange couple. There were always strange things going on. It was always a matter of time. Yeah. So this is from one of the neighbors.
Yeah.
But this is going to happen someday. And yeah, you could see it on his face. He is happy as all hell that this is
Gleeful.
Over. Like, it's been centuries.
How old is he, 60-something?
And he'll die in prison like any man should.
But
Texas,
his life is
over.
But,
true.
Well,
67.
I'm sure it was worth the probably, I don't know, maybe hour or so of freedom he had.
No, but, I mean, come on. Yeah. How many years? He must have been married to her about 30-some-odd years.
Probably
he had
more.
To spend
and one
on
day,
the 911 operator.
Seriously. Well, yeah.
One day, the mashed potatoes weren't mashed all the well right, and he shot her in the stomach.
With a 38.
It's in the closet. Where's the gun? In the closet. You put it back in the closet.
Hey, he's a good boy. He puts his shit away.
It's true.
Yeah.
So in the closet where it belongs, young lady.
As she was dying, she probably was like, you put that away.
He was probably, and when he was asking her if he was alive or dead, probably taking his cane and just sticking her. You alive, you dead.
Put my gun away.
That guy was happy.
That's it, baby. I had to put it away. Someone could get hurt.
That was a job well done.
He still got charm.
And the thing is, he's like not one of those like kind of husbands where it's like he kills his wife and then kills himself, you know. Rather than he was happy to see her die.
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
Are you alive or are you dead?
Great quote of the century.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh shit!
Did he poke her in the eye?
You laugh. Yeah, pops out.
Are you blind too?
The judge said, "This man was a nut."
And he had a rubber butt.
Oh.
Ouch. Wow.
Oh, hello. Anything going on in the chat room there?
No.
Okay, cool.
Oh,
there's one person.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry, two.
Oh, my God. They freaking cleared out.
Mike and us.
Yep.
That fucking sucks.
Mike, the toucher, who's a big fan of the Cringe Humor Radio.
He's
on all the time.
He's
glad
on
to have
and,
you. Thank you.
Chris
thank
is
you.
There because he has to. And us. Paul McCartney is on the new Starbucks label.
Who's
what?
That?
The first artist to be signed to the new Starbucks label is Paul McCartney. That
is he
is
new?
A pretty impressive
Is he new?
Debut. No, he's not. He's oh, far from it.
Oh.
He's an old man.
64 years old.
I never heard of him.
Did he wait? Did he? Is he going to be releasing a new record on this label?
I should hope so.
It's going to be all songs about, you know, one-legged women who betray men.
And drinking coffee.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Starbucks.
So I guess he said he was impressed with their marketing.
Oh.
Yeah, because the record will be in every Starbucks in the world.
Well, they started doing something with Starbucks a couple years ago where they would only release albums for 6 weeks there.
Yeah.
They put he's signing a one album deal with them.
Well, yeah, whatever. So. He's signing a like $60 million deal with them, so whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't need the money.
But they don't get any of his back catalog or anything like that.
Nah.
So it's just like a one shot.
Oh, that Michael Jackson owns? Yeah.
No, not.
Well, no.
Didn't Jackson sell them?
Did he?
I don't know.
It kept going back and forth. They said he was and he wasn't.
I know he got to the point where no bank would let him borrow off that credit anymore.
Wow. Yeah.
He has to sell them.
How bad is that?
Actually, yeah, I think he did have to sell them. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think I heard something that he was actually looking around like in the last
couple
months.
I thought Paul got them back.
No.
Did he sell them to Martha Stewart?
This is why him and Michael Jackson haven't talked in years because of that. Mm-hmm.
Didn't Martha Stewart buy the Nirvana catalog?
Nirvana, yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
What?
That's why the MLB.
That's absolute genius.
Well,
I think she bought
half of it or something.
Was it?
Or
well,
a third.
It's she just select
odd,
songs.
Martha Stewart, Nirvana. Because
now you're seeing, Nirvana on like
MLB
07,
that video game one.
You never heard Nirvana in commercials.
Now it's like.
Now Courtney sold it all. I think Martha Stewart got a chunk. And like an actual like marketing company bought some of it.
Genius.
Yeah, it was a baseball.
Baseball video game.
Yes. And they're playing Breed on it.
The Servants or something.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl is going to kill
it. Courtney Love was just sitting on it.
Yeah, literally.
Literally.
I saw a picture in the USA Today in there in the Today section or whatever of, I thought it was Courtney Love, but it was Britney Spears.
Yeah.
They're becoming one and the same.
Yep.
Yeah, she's cracked out.
Just want to be smoking cocaine.
Why is anyone paying attention to Britney anymore?
I don't know.
Because she's a nut.
Her head's a beacon now?
They have nothing else to talk about.
Because she looks like me?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
There's all these stupid...
You're hotter.
I'm a slave for the aristocrats.
I was
going
to say, Steve, I think you're better looking.
Because all these stupid-ass celebrity rags that have been put out, they had nothing for like yesterday, so they had to throw something in. It's ridiculous. You want to hit the button?
No, I'll save it for later. But, and then there's a whole big thing. CD sales are going down again.
Fuck that. Who cares?
For what reason?
20% because no one's fucking buying them.
Downloads, baby.
Or is it 20% less production?
No, 20% less sales. But what the fuck is all over the rug?
Is it because 20% worse music?
I don't know.
No.
Anyway. Yeah, the music sucks.
Right?
Well, yeah, that too. But they're not blaming it on piracy.
What are they blaming it on?
They're blaming it on, like, I guess, like your... like YouTube and stuff like that, like they say more people are listening to music now than ever. Stuff like MySpace pages, people have music on there. So I guess people are so computer friendly that they're actually getting their music from
like
iTunes.
They're
stuff.
Grasping at straws here for reasons why. There's a lot
bullshit.
More to it than just that.
The prices are ridiculous. The music sucks.
Oh yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
How much? Like last time you bought a CD,
get anything on the internet.
How much? Last time you bought a CD, how much did it cost you? Like what? Between $15, $20,
$18.
I think I bought the Burden Brothers CD. I think it was like $14.99.
I'm a cheap bastard. I shop at Walmart.
Okay.
Hey,
$5.99. Wow.
Get what you can there.
Jesus Christ.
How does that happen?
Last CD was David Allen Co.
You gotta drive to Walmart. Where is that?
But it's not that far away from work, so
Long
Branch. Just go there after work.
Not Long Branch.
I was in a Walmart
Neptune.
Scary.
Yeah, I'm going to Walmart.
Yeah, it's
Walmart in Jersey
sucks. Depressing place.
Walmart anywhere else in the world?
Yeah, because they're like meccas for everybody else. We have like everything here.
Yeah, well, we don't need Walmart.
All we need in this state is like, I don't know, a Fuddruckers, and we're good.
A Fuddruckers.
There is a
we
Fuddruckers.
Have
it's
do
in,
we?
We have several of them.
I didn't know.
It's off of like 287.
It's on,
it's
on Route 1.
I've never seen
Route 1.
Route 1?
That's right.
Yeah.
All right,
then we have everything.
I want to go there.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, no, we don't have Hardee's.
We're Sonic.
Or
at all?
Even though we have those commercials play
steak
all
and
the
Jake.
Time.
We don't have any Steak and Shakes.
Or
Jake and the
In-N-Out Burger.
Jack in the Box.
You won't get In-N-Out Burger. Right?
Long John Silver's.
I don't want to die.
Silver's?
There was.
If I'm gonna die,
there
was
in
Atlantic
Highlands growing up or Highlands.
What was that?
Long John Silver's.
Long John
Silver's.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we live
at
the shore
get your
and
wish?
You have all
Cracker Barrel.
We got plenty.
We got plenty of those.
Well, not in this area.
Down south.
No, not off
South
the,
Jersey, yeah.
Bennigan's, there's like, there's one in
I don't think
Woodbridge.
We have any Shoney's.
No. I don't think we do.
No.
Hey.
Bob's
yeah.
Big Boy.
We used
we
to have
one.
Tons
Turnpike.
Of Bob's Big Boy in
yeah.
the 80s.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Or Roy Rogers Breakfast Buffet. That's another great thing that left us.
Shoney's Breakfast Buffet is amazing.
Okay, we're talking about food that gives us bad gas. How about we talk about alcohol that gives us
oh,
bad gas?
Oh, that's right. That's right. We were going to discuss
Steve
beer
was
before.
Complaining about...
buttery beer blasters.
Budweiser. The king
Why
of
would
beers.
You drink that shit?
Budweiser's just the fucking pits, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Coors. That and Coors.
It's
are.
Like... I see people drinking like Coors Light or Bud, and I just feel like they just gave up.
it's basically
like,
water.
Yeah, it's like, what do you want? No, what do you want? Budweiser. Like, it's just, like, implanted in your brain. Mm-hmm.
And, like, what
it's
is it?
There.
It's horrible.
And, like, when a place sells, like Pabst, people completely go on the on the offense. It's like, okay, what do you got? Pabst, Bud, Coors, you know, like, Yingling, all this other stuff. They Where's automatically the go for the Bud because it's like, oh, I'll get the Bud. Fuck Pabst. What are you fucking kidding me? It's a little cheaper, but you're getting, like...
The blue ribbon.
Yes. You're getting, like... Mecca in a bottle. Fuck that.
Mecca in a bottle.
It's almost as good as Miller High Life.
Oh.
Actually, I never had Miller High Life.
I don't know.
But I did
it's
have the
like
Pabst Blue Ribbon on tap at Asbury Lanes.
Yes.
For like $1 a cup.
$2 a cup. Yep.
$2 a cup?
Mm-hmm. The cheapest stuff they sell.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. But Budweiser's known to make you...
Bud Mud.
Yeah. Oh, shit terribly or just gas. Or
I just feel like
feel
such
nauseous.
Crap.
They put like formaldehyde in it or something.
They must.
Oh, yeah.
They do. Like really, they do. Like, it's disgusting.
Like Fermented. I was telling you before.
Yeah.
I can't drink that stuff. That or Coors or like, oh, was it a... That was out of shit. My
Miller?
Miller, I can drink that. What's that Mexican beer that's...
Corona.
That stuff, too. I can't drink that stuff. It just keeps me up at night with like gas.
Budweiser gives me nightmares.
Yeah, wow. Too.
I can't sleep at night when I drink Budweiser. Oh, yeah. Like it does something to my stomach. And
Bud
nightmares.
You wake up every like every 2 hours.
Yeah,
you
like, wake up every 12 hours.
I meant two, like with dump sweats, and you're just like I can't.
Wow.
And you can't go back to sleep, but then you pass out, and 2 hours away later, you're sitting there in a full on drench.
Is that similar to douche chills?
Yeah,
you got the dump sweats.
Dump sweats. Oh, I got a shit.
That's about the dump sweats.
I don't feel like getting up.
Oh Christ,
oh, man.
Douche chills.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the dump sweat? You never
know. That's a funny expression. I liked it.
I'll try another beer next time we go out.
Ooh.
Yeah. I drink the Magners, which is a cider, which actually does kind of rip me up the next day because it's so sweet.
When shit your pants?
Yeah, it kills me the next day, but it's so delicious.
Guinness never does anything to me.
No?
No.
Oh, Guinness is...
I can drink that like a madman.
It smells like toilet water. It does.
You nuts?
Silence your tongue.
What is it?
Guinness?
Guinness.
And,
or maybe that's Bass. One of the
Woodchuck cider smells like assholes.
Ooh, cool.
Right, Carly?
It tastes good, but it smells like assholes.
Smells like a butthole.
Mm, yum.
If you smell the bottle, it smells like a butthole. Anyway.
Or the Blue Moon that was like huge in this house, in this place for like months.
Yeah, we still got some back there.
Yeah.
Red Stripe too, probably.
Oh, yeah. I was on a Red Stripe kick for a while.
I don't get that, man.
It was good.
It was okay. Good. I don't know.
What was that one? Dead Man's? What is it?
Oh, the Dead Guy Ale.
That's it.
Yeah.
Is that in like a big bottle?
That big jug.
That big
I felt like a pirate
ale.
You ever have Arrogant Bastard Ale? Remember that?
No.
Oh,
that shit we had on your birthday was good.
I'll rip you apart.
The Flying Fish Pumpkin or the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Pumpkin
the Dog's Head. The Dog's Head?
Dog's Head. Maybe that's
Pumpkin
what
Ale?
Yeah.
Boar's Head beer.
Boar's Head.
Boar's Head needs to make.
Well, what is it?
Swiss and Ham.
Swiss and ham beer.
Where's Carly?
Dead on the floor,
playing with the doll.
The 120 minute IPA that I would bring Carly every once in a while.
I couldn't have that. Oh my god!
Like it's a specialty beer that Dog's Head puts out. It's like 120 hopped IPA, and it just it's like the hardest, strongest beer. You only buy it in one bottle at a time. They just knock you on your ass.
Yeah,
you
remember?
I gotta find it.
You ever have cotton candy bubble gum?
Yes.
It tastes like that, but like really, really fucking strong. It has like a cotton candy taste.
And like one beer, that's it. That's all you need is one beer.
I couldn't drink it.
You.
I took a sip. I was like, Vaughn, thank you for buying this, but I'm not touching this.
Then Carly took it and guzzled it.
Yeah.
And, wow. And became like obsessed.
Okay. Different.
But, yeah. We actually found a new beer called Butt Monkey. It tastes really, it's really, really smooth.
Is that the stuff I was drinking before?
Yeah. It's good, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm a beer snob, too. And
yeah, it's very good. Ooh. Yeah, we had a little beer night. I bought like 7 different types of beers by the bottle.
Yeah.
And we drank them all. Very good. I like doing that.
Butt Monkey.
Butt Monkey.
What makes it?
And it has a chimp on the front, and the side it says, we know it's a chimp, just drink the damn beer.
Well, they got to, you know, all these independent companies got to make some kind of headway.
Yeah.
Get you a reason to buy it.
Keep you to remembering what it
was. Well, a lot of those wacky beers are like bigger companies just making different little shit
like
beers,
Blue Moon is actually, the company that makes that beer is actually owned by Coors.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Coors owns a lot. I think even...
Wasn't Coors Anheuser?
I think it's...
Anheuser-Busch is Budweiser.
Yeah, it's different. Coors. Coors is a different
Coors
company.
Is its own thing.
There's some weird beer that... I don't know. I'm not even going to go on.
Butt Monkey, brought to you by Chodweiser.
Wow.
Gross.
Wow.
Speaking of Starbucks, apparently places such as... Hello. Places such as McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts are going to be rolling out host of fancy coffee drinks, including flavored lattes, to compete with Starbucks.
Why?
I have to wait in line even longer for my McNuggets.
Yeah, you know
now.
What?
Yeah.
No, they're going to need to have a separate line for it, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, let me go on a little rant real quick.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I went to Wendy's today for lunch. I'm standing in line. There's these two fat fucking slobs in front of me. These two fat broads.
Really? Out of Wendy's?
Apparently they're like, yeah, right? Apparently, you know, they're like sisters. I didn't know they were related at first, but or friends or whatever. You know, wearing like the floral print like muumuu shirt.
Oh,
they were
ew.
Like moderately fat. They weren't like huge, but they had like, the short hair, the pig faces.
Deuce and a half, not bad.
At least 275.
Wow.
You know, like the fucking catamaran pants, caftan, whatever you call them, catamaran covers. What?
You know, the Capri?
Like, no, just the material. What do they call that?
The stretchy lycra?
That calf
spandex?
Band, is that what they call it?
They like know. Longer cool. than shorts, shorter than pants?
Whatever they were. They're just
gacho
gross.
Pants?
Yeah.
And the ones, of course, are dealing with fucking Mexican people. Well,
Mexican-Americans.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Mestizos.
Illegal aliens? Mestizos. I believe is the proper term.
You know, I don't really give a shit two ways about Mexicans, but these ones apparently didn't even like have a very good command of English.
Yeah.
So, of course, the fat pigs want more. They want bacon on the side, cheese on the side, fucking food on the side. And they're like just it's holding up the line. The one's getting all pissy like, oh, it's not that hard to understand. Like, lady, you don't need more bacon and cheese on your potato. Yeah,
can I get butter too?
Bacon cheeseburger with a side of nuggets?
I shouldn't have to wait 10 minutes for my delicious chicken club sandwich.
Can I get a bacon cheeseburger with a side of cheeseburger?
Pretty much.
I never forget when I was a kid.
Fox.
I used to, in the summertime, I used to go down to the Wilson Avenue Deli, walk there and get. Like sandwiches
out of breath
for lunch. Yeah,
I've never
much.
Been in there.
No, it's horrible. But yeah, there was this woman.
Bad.
There was a this.
What's so bad?
There was this ghastly overweight woman ordering like some kind of breakfast sandwich, and I'll never forget. She looked at the lady and she was like, "And extra bacon."
Oh my god!
Just the way her face was, it was just like, "Yeah."
I was in a
yeah. Extra bacon.
I said it
like Mel Gibson and Signs.
That will forever be in the back of my mind. That was like. 15 years ago.
Oh, that's sickening.
I was in,
traumatic childhood experience.
I was in Baja Fresh this afternoon getting lunch.
Baja?
Yeah, and there was a rotund woman there.
You
I mean,
like that Mexican food, man.
Yeah.
I don't like Baja Fresh.
I can deal with it. Anything.
Yeah.
I'll eat anything, yeah.
I've never had Baja Fresh.
And
I had it once.
Not a fan.
And the thing is, I'm not trying to stare, but the two guys sitting across from me are just full-on bug-eye staring at her. Just like, because she's eating... Like two family size meals at once.
Nice.
Enchilada style, you know, the fucking everything. She's just like, oh, 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 oh.
And the mariachi band was playing. They were ready to send her out.
And it was like, there's like the own, you could see like one of the managers and like one of the Mexican guys who work in the back are just looking on going, oh my God. Like, you know, she's going to need like a good. Half an hour in the bathroom to clean up the mess that she's leaving on herself.
No,
because it's just going everywhere. I think she got some in her hair. I was not trying. I was just like, okay, I got to eat this either really quick or get them to give me something to go because I can't sit here.
Did she look like she was on Double Dare?
Oh, yeah, but she looked like she ate like four kids from Double Dare before she got there.
Whoa. And Mark Summers.
She was huge.
A mariachi
And she was. And the thing is, her she had like jeans that were like, you know, in the fake jean and looked like just a pattern. And she had a she had a spaghetti strap T-shirt.
Was it made of real spaghetti?
No, they would have been gone. That was so tight on her that it just was screaming to be released. It was horrifying.
And like, what was the weight estimate?
Let's see. About 375, maybe 400.
Whoa!
And she was sitting in one of the little chair, one of the big rail chairs. That because if she was sitting in two normal chairs, she would have took up two normal chairs at her ass. It was horrific. And these two guys are just going, like, not even touching the food.
How were they going?
Mouths agape, fucking eyes bulging out, and their food is sitting there getting cold. They're just like, I don't know what to do.
That's it.
Like,
we're done.
Done.
And how much space was she taking? She said two seats or
she could have taken about if maybe like 3.5 seats, but it was like a bench. So if you think they cut
she
into
was
seats,
a full bench.
Yeah, she probably could have took a whole bench by herself.
Oh my goodness!
Wow. She was like over, like her body, like the table's here, right?
Yeah.
And it's like more body here on each side of the table. So at least a good 2 inches on each side of the table. Of just
I fell
body.
Into a ring of nachos. Food.
Horrific.
A delicious thing.
Speaking of fat people.
I was going to bring that up. Are you going to talk about the fat guy at the buffet or whatever?
Well, no, we already talked about the fat guy at the buffet.
Or Wendy,
no, there was a story. There was a story that Webmonster Mike once told me. I think it was in early days of Philly. The urinals have the automatic, if you step back, they go off that thing,
mm-hmm.
The sensor. Webmonster Mike told me that he saw a man who was at a urinal, and he was extremely large and wide, massive, huge. And as he stepped back from the urinals, three of them flushed.
Oh my God!
That must be a record.
That's unbelievable.
He wasn't using all three.
He was
just using the middle one.
So happy with himself. He probably felt so good. Yes.
finally,
I am alive.
Amazing.
And there's just a line behind him because he's taking up all three toilets, all three urinals.
That's
horrifying.
Big. That's real big. The day I set off too is the day I call quits.
Wow.
Anyway, fat.
Home Depot was going to be rolling out two new store formats, a supersized store and a mini store.
What?
It's building a 225,000 square foot store.
That's nothing.
In Union, New Jersey.
Really?
Spanning the equivalent of nearly 4 football fields.
Who the fuck needs that much lumber?
I don't know.
That's pretty fucking big.
They're basically building a city.
Yeah.
We have two... we have two, like, what, like 20 minutes away from each other around here?
Yeah. We have a Lowe's and
a
Home Depot.
And then they're both about 20 minutes away from each other.
And then we have another one.
Three lights.
Down, what's it called?
Eatontown.
Eatontown. Yeah.
You know what? I can go to any single one of them and get the same crap.
Yeah.
You know what? I can go to all four of them and still not find what I need.
Seriously.
True.
Okay, this is a serious question. Have any of you guys ever walked into a place, like a Lowe's or a Home Depot, looking for something exactly?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's horrible.
Have you found it?
No,
without asking somebody?
No,
I didn't really go to Ace.
Like, without getting a fucking Sherpa?
Yeah.
My first experience with, what is that, Home Depot? All the way down? The one
orange?
The far one?
Yeah.
The first experience I had there was back in the end of high school when, during the Renaissance Festival, they decided to have professional wrestling.
Hmm. I remember that.
Why?
Yeah, because that was the idea of my psychology teacher. I wanted to be a clown. One of the guys just walking around being a jerk off, and she said, "Why don't you do professional wrestling?"
I think she had the hots for you, dude.
And
I'm gonna put it out there right now and say that I think she did.
I said to her, "I'm like, are you like busting me here? Like, are you being serious?" And she's like, "No." She's like,
"Well, it's all CGI.
This
so
is gonna be a problem.
Fine. They had CGI back then.
Urson already took care of that."
But anyway, yeah.
Gay.
Speaking of Urson. Anyone know what the hell that he's up to?
Yeah.
He's selling credit cards.
Making less money than Derek, apparently.
Really? Last time I saw him, he said he was working in the city. I asked him what he did. He said he basically works for a credit card company where he calls people that have credit cards and he offers them new ones.
Ugh.
The American way.
Anyway.
What are those the fuck? Douchebags. Yeah.
Basically, Urson's not funny. So
you're in debt. Yeah.
Well, just his name. But anyway, the let's see. We went in. We got some plywood. That was it.
Thank you.
The school gave me $85. And I bought 3 pieces of plywood and some rope. And that was it.
Did you make any money off that?
No.
How long did it
take
you?
I think I actually had to put in at like $6.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
so. How long did it take you to get those 3 pieces of plywood and that rope? Like, what, half a day?
No, there was like 4 or 5 of us on the trip, so it didn't take very long. No. That wasn't bad. What, are you saying that they have bad service?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was a very long time ago. The store was brand new.
Because if I don't go into one of those places without my father or my brother, I will be lost for hours.
Obviously.
I don't know the fuck I'm looking for. Mm. My father sat there one day, wrote me out a list of what I needed, and like practically almost pinned it on me like I'm a 6-year-old and said, go find somebody in the store and ask them about it.
You can't just send anybody to a hardware store.
I was like, I'm going to be screwed.
That's a specialty. That's a special, like, specialized skill. You can't. Work sends me down to the little mom and pop shop at the end of our little development.
Mm. Yeah.
And I go in there, and first thing I do is find somebody. Because I'm like, I don't know where any of this stuff
that
is.
Yeah.
Is the best hardware store.
You like that one?
They're the smallest little shithole.
It's good, though.
But
right?
They have everything I ever go in there for.
What the hell
the
is
Ace?
That called?
Ace. One of the it's now an Ace.
Next to Apple Crapplebee's.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's very good, actually. Yeah. I've always been successful getting what we need there. Just I don't know where.
And if they
is.
Don't have it, they tell me exactly what store to get it.
Yep. Okay, they're very knowledgeable.
So what was the other size of the mini store? Did they say?
Oh, I don't know. I closed it. I thought we were beyond that.
Can we go back?
Smaller than that.
What? 4 football fields.
Back to Starbucks.
You want
to
go back to Starbucks
for a second?
Okay.
There's allegedly a Starbucks inside the Forbidden City in China now. And the Chinamen are throwing a fit.
Dude, that turn off his mic.
Raw Rux.
He's a roaring racist.
I actually did. I saw
did
that.
You hear about
yeah.
that?
Yeah. And they were flipping out.
I bet.
But they were fripping out.
I'm sorry. China's not going to be able to take over the world. We have Starbucks in there.
It's true.
Forbidden City.
They're done.
They're done.
That's terrible.
Brady,
how did that go up without them knowing? They're just like, Starbucks!
Overnight.
Starbucks.
They just
like there's a start. There's like a coffee grind that you plant.
Yeah. Great.
Just, boom!
Yeah.
Great. A Starbucks shitty fucking coffee.
Could be.
Like SpongeBob's house.
It'd make a lot of sense in the
would.
CIA's part.
It's true. It's
They're everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know how people drink that shit, too, because it's...
Horrible.
Like, the whole thing is, when it originally was started, it was like rejected coffee because it's overcooked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Charbucks.
Yeah.
It's the strongest coffee on the market.
It's garbage. Because
they burn
shittiest.
It.
It's garbage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when I worked in the bookstore.
It's like the Colt 45 of coffee. It's just the bottom of the barrel, like Steel Reserve.
Yeah.
And then what is it?
So,
in the
it's
borders.
Much stronger.
In the borders, they have what, America's Choice?
Yeah, I think it's America's Choice now.
And that is owned by Starbucks.
Really?
It used to be
no
Starbucks.
So shitty.
It used to be Starbucks' competitor at one point, and then...
They bought them out.
Monopoly.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
So now they own all the stupid little cafes and every bookstore the whole United States.
Speaking of monopolies, XM and Sirius are...
Merging.
Officially merging. They start filling out the paperwork, and they mentioned that they would not be a monopoly, and they would not...
How would they not?
They would
be
not corner the market of satellite radio.
So we have to open our own.
I guess so, because there's no other satellite radio companies.
Nope.
Yeah, how are they going to?
So
not
how
be
are
a
they?
Monopoly?
How is that not a monopoly?
So how long before the government goes after them?
No. I don't know. They're filing for everything, and I mean they're taking the right, you know, actions.
Right,
it's going to happen, but.
Yeah. Oh, just like
I don't know.
They were just. They're just saying no. It's okay.
Hey, we're fine.
We'll be all right.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
No, it's fine.
No, there's no regulation. Don't worry about it.
Does anyone listen to satellite radio anymore?
I do.
Occasionally.
I see it as a trend fading fast.
Yeah.
Especially if it's HD.
All right.
I got it in my car. I
guess we should pack it up, Derek.
Yep. See you later.
We're the aristocrats, folks. We'll see.
My mother has it in her car, and I don't even think she uses it.
I use it.
Yeah.
I like the...
My grandmother uses
it. Wasn't HD radio or something coming out?
What?
Yeah, high definition. Yeah. It's regular radio in
high definition.
And no, I thought it's like in
crystal clear commercials.
You get extra channels. Yeah, there's channels in between
like
the channels.
In between the channels or something.
Yeah, whatever. You get like different feeds and stuff.
You got to pay more money to get a new freaking radio put in your car.
Yeah.
I was going to say, along the lines of opening up a bizarre kind of little chain restaurant in a country or an area that you wouldn't suspect, I heard something recently about, I think it was a McDonald's opening in Israel.
Yes, I think I heard
about
that.
Did you hear
about
that?
How?
You mean there isn't one already?
No. Don't they burn like
Tel Aviv.
Ronald McDonald's and effigy of America?
Probably.
It was being built.
I don't think this is Israeli. It'd be the palace.
It's Palestinian. No,
well, anyway, it was being built in Tel Aviv.
That's it. Tel Aviv.
It was being constructed in Tel Aviv, which is like, what? Huh?
Why would they even allow
that? How fast
is
that place going to go down?
The Mach Nuggets.
Yeah. Mach Nuggets.
Rabbi McDonald blesses all the meals.
They can't serve breakfast.
Big orange curls coming down.
Wow.
And the yarmulke, like in somewhere in that fro.
Well, yeah. Okay. All right.
A little striped yarmulke.
Yellow and white
and orange.
Grimace would be the fat wife, you know, just the fat wife.
And the ham.
Oh my God!
He wouldn't be Grimace. He'd be Kvetch.
The Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar would be like in a
Hamburglar,
like the Ayatollah or something like that.
That's Iran, dude.
Whatever.
That's the completely Ayatollah different. That's the complete opposite of Israel. Oh,
the antithesis of Israel.
Well, Ayatollah. Isn't the Hamburglar the bad guy? Wouldn't it be the opposite?
Okay, fine.
Right?
Okay, I see where you're going.
Hitler.
Thank you.
Wow,
yeah, Hitler. That wouldn't
the Ham Hitler.
The hit burglar.
The Hamburglar.
Oh, the Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar.
And well, like, they wouldn't have.
They wouldn't be able to do breakfast.
Emperor McCheese? I don't know.
That would be Japanese.
I'm Rabbi trying to McCheese. Think. Rabbi McCheese. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, I think we had Rabbi McDonald. Right?
Moyle McCheese.
Moyle McCheese.
Moyle McCheese.
That's perfect.
I couldn't think of what a mayor.
Moyle.
What was Moyle? He's just got to cut off foreskin.
What was the police officer's name?
Police officer.
What?
Yeah, there was like a cop.
Are you thinking of Cookie Crisp?
No. Yeah, there was like
I remember.
It's like a cheeseburger.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. He was just a giant cheeseburger.
Yeah, but he was a cop. But I can't remember his name.
You remember the Moon guy?
Oh yeah, Max Moon.
Was it Max Moon? Was
a wrestler.
Damn it! What was his name? Are you sure it wasn't Max?
It could have been. It very well could have been
Mad Max.
That was early 90s, wasn't it?
Was it Mad Max?
I always tried to collect all the toys, but I never got them.
The two characters I never understood out of all those silly characters they had from McDonald's was it the Grimace and the Bird?
Yeah, what was her name?
The female? The girl?
Oh, yeah, birdie thing.
Like, she wore the little
hair. She looked like an air. Yeah, like a...
Well, what about the fries?
Well, the fry guys? I can understand the fry guys and the chicken nuggets. They're food. I can understand that. You know, the Mayor McCheese, the... Yeah. You know, Hamburglar, he's stealing hamburgers. Yeah, I can understand all that, but I never understood the Grimace or the Amelia Earhart ripoff of a bird.
Only one that was human.
Who was that?
Hamburglar?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't he the only one that was human?
Was Ronald McDonald.
Yeah,
true.
If you want
to know about him.
He's a wicked clown.
Wicked.
Scary. I think he was just called Moon Man.
Wicked clown.
I could have sworn he had
Is that the one with the moon? Like the hat, the crest?
Yeah, remember they were doing that.
I think you're thinking of Max Headroom.
Everything's just coming up Moon Man.
Like, okay, then that's
right.
It.
Moon Man.
No.
He's Moon Man.
That was another one I didn't quite understand either, but...
It was just a weird promo thing.
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
Yeah, but they kind of killed off all those characters. It's only... Well, the truth.
It's just Grimace, Ronald,
it's not
and
even
like,
anything.
The Hamburglar.
It's
Hamburglar.
Always like, it's always like Latinos and blacks now.
Yeah.
Oh, no, what's the really bird? Is. What's the bird?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
I can't think of her name.
You barely see... But the thing is, back, like, you only see those references, like Mayor McCheese or something like that, in, like, an obscure cartoon or something. Like, in the Clerks animated show?
Yeah.
They bring up the mayor in the town was going to a Halloween party, and he's dressed up as Mayor McCheese.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's just, and at one point he says, oh, it's just a coincidence that I'm dressed up as Mayor McCheese. He's doing a press conference, and he's dressed in a suit.
Didn't the Chicken McNuggets have their own cartoon? At one point?
Might have.
What the hell is that?
I'm not really sure.
Whose phone was that?
I don't know.
Is that your phone?
Sorry.
Wow. Fuck. I actually forgot
it's
to turn
like
mine off.
It's like the movies, but... Dan. You got to turn it off.
Yeah.
I just put it on the buzz.
Was it singing a song before?
I think it might have been.
Okay,
because
I was like, am I hearing stuff?
Uh-oh.
We
got three
lasers
in the room.
I think the Chicken McNuggets had like a cartoon.
I think so,
yeah.
Too.
Well, I think the whole thing, I think even Ronald was part of that cartoon.
Yeah.
I think it was so popular at one point that they had their own cartoon.
Because I know they had toys.
And all it was.
Like actual toys that you would buy.
I love
the cowboy. There was a cowboy. Mm-hmm. You could do a little dress up thing.
Yeah, and then you could like dress them. Yeah.
It was like the.
It was like little Mr. Potato Heads. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they were chicken nuggets. Awesome.
They were really like stiff. Like they were like.
They were hard plastic. You could hit somebody in the head with them.
They were great at whipping at my brother's head.
Yeah, exactly.
Bludgeon people.
And it was just another. It was another ploy to get people to buy cheeseburgers, just like He-Man was a ploy to buy He-Man
oh, like you
toys.
Need to force Americans to buy cheeseburgers.
I know. No, well, to get the kids to get used to the icon, you know,
the land of quarter ton men, you know.
Wow!
Like every fifth house in like America has like somebody that's grossly overweight.
Yeah,
grossly obese.
Statistically,
seriously, like a third or fourth.
Of this in this house alone,
right now.
This house. We're making up for the whole complex.
Thank God we're on on the first floor.
Good point.
Oh, we'd be going through the floor.
We're done.
This is kind of funny. Officials buy horns to counter coyotes.
What?
Or
where
I call them coyotes. It's in California. Apparently, they were having a coyote problem where coyotes were coming in, killing pets and stuff like that.
That happened.
So they gave residents, they purchased 1,000 handheld boat horns to help them scare off coyotes.
Well,
what are these going to be used for? Scaring off coyotes? Doubt it.
Not all.
There's going to be like 1,000 deaf people in California.
You know,
those things are deadly.
What is it? In Vegas, right? My aunt, my grandparents live in Vegas. And they have a good, like, what is it, 6-foot wall, like at my aunt's house, in her backyard. It's a 6-foot concrete wall. So, so nothing could, so they
it's
can't
like
get
$1 million, like, like for every 10 feet for that.
Because it's, like, people are known to get, like, their animals, like, the animal gets out front and, like, gets, you know, lost, kind of roams around. They'll find it, like, a couple months, like, a couple days later, ripped to shreds from some kind of lone animal.
Yeah.
Because well, all it is you got, like, block, houses, and then all of a sudden, It's just sand. Just fucking desert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of cool, actually.
It is.
It's cool to look at.
I've never been to a desert. I want to go to a desert. Actually, no.
You've never been out west?
That's right, I have. I went to Arizona.
I just, when I went last October, I went to go visit them, and I just walked outside their house, walked right across the street. I'm in the desert. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, it turns into like Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meep, meep.
And the circle is complete.
Coyote. No, it's the same with the loud horns. Given how many? How many thousand?
1,000.
1,000.
They spent
boat horns.
$5,942.
That's not bad.
Wow.
They were the aerosol powered ones. I remember Craig had one of them once, and he put it in someone's ear.
Yeah.
Might have been Spaz. Like right up to his face. No. And it was so close that frost went like on his face. Because like
it's pretty close.
Out. Yeah. He actually froze his face with it.
Do you remember how often you would hear those at wrestling events?
Yes.
Back in like the 80s and 90s.
They got control of it. Yeah. I was at a wrestling event where someone had one like three rows behind me, and it was just like scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Fucking loud.
It is or you're on your senior graduation.
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Still loud.
One jack-off uncle would bring one in on your senior graduation and just be like holding it under his shirt and all of a sudden, like, the fuck did that happen? Yeah.
It's not necessary at a high school graduation.
You got the principal and vice principals walking down the aisle trying to find
pure trash.
Oh, God.
The loud horn thing, though, wasn't there an issue about the sirens, the warning sirens, being a little bit too noisy in this area? Did you hear
No,
about
that was in like Point Pleasant or that something. Was in Point it was like Pleasant. A year or two ago.
Yeah, what happened with that?
Yeah, just people were just like, oh, well, the emergency, like the ambulance, like firehouse or whatever, you know, I guess they were the same thing. They're
well, you
too
really
loud.
Don't need them.
Not really.
When there's a fire to alert the firemen to come because they're
all the fire
because it's fucking
little
1912. Everyone has beepers and shit.
There are many times where those fail.
Go
the horn does not fail.
That is
go,
true.
Go to
I'm
the
sure
west
they get
end.
Enough of them.
Yeah.
Go to the west end of Red Bank in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
You hear them all the fucking time.
Yeah. Well, you know what's weird?
And that's like because that's like a, you know, that's a bomb shelter. That's a war zone, that area of town.
Where the street I grew up on, there was a firehouse all the way at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all kind of woods and then the firehouse. And I would hear that fucking thing every day. But I got used to it.
Mm-hmm.
They built houses where the woods were. Yes. Right directly next to the firehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And while they were selling those houses, you didn't hear the firehouse
no,
go
you
off
didn't.
Once. Mm-hmm. And I knew it because I was working at the Gulf across the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, yeah. Somebody brought it up. I said, yeah, they're not. I haven't heard that mm-hmm. thing in like a month. Yeah. They sold all the houses. And people moved out.
Yeah.
A couple of people left.
Yeah, that I can understand. Yeah.
I mean, you're literally 5 feet away from this fucking thing. It is loud.
That's where, uh-huh. yeah. where I live
it's
now.
It's loud miles
Nardo.
Away.
I'm right behind the yes. the firehouse on
yeah.
on Hamilton.
Oh, is that by like the truck thing? The trucks, you know.
No.
I don't know.
Give sure. Matt a record scratch.
I know what you're yeah. talking about.
Right.
Yeah. Hit the button.
The bus,
the bus station is
yeah,
the by the bus station. Actually, it's a bus yeah. station. Yeah, yeah.
Two blocks down across the highway.
Academy or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. bus okay. station. Yeah.
But they just changed the siren up about a year ago. Uh-huh. You used to not be able to hear it inside the house.
Uh-huh.
This new one like just shakes Shattered everything.
Upgraded. Yeah. Super loud.
I don't know why. The old one you could hear fine outside.
Mm. Yeah.
I really don't think they're necessary.
I don't,
yeah.
I really don't.
I like
if
it.
Beepers fail.
Fuck them.
My brother lives down the street from...
There's enough firemen. They all have hard-ons to go out and stop fires, so...
Not
yeah.
according,
they wanna
not according
go.
To you.
What is it?
No, they do want to.
Volunteer firemen don't do anything.
No, but wait for fires.
Yes.
That's it.
Or, I'll agree
or
on that.
Start
I know
them.
A lot of
Or
them.
Start them.
How many arsons are firemen?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot.
Like my brother lives down the street from your parents now.
Before, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he says he doesn't hear it, which I'm like.
Well, he's pretty far down.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It is an old horn. I mean, it's not like a new one, so yeah. it's gotten weak over. Let me tell you a story about a Pizza Hut story.
Ooh.
One of the walls got really hot, and we kind of thought maybe there was some kind of electrical problem, and we could smell smoke.
Oh, God.
So we called them up and said, can you just send someone down here to check it out, maybe? Yeah. How many fire trucks? Let me see.
Seven.
About four or five.
Wow.
An ambulance, for some odd reason, and two cop cars and like the big exploders, whatever the fuck.
Yes. Exploders?
Exploders.
You know what they were all thinking?
What?
Free pizza.
Yeah. Probably. You know what they got?
Nothing.
Uh-huh. They got me saying, do you really need this many people blocking the parking lot?
Yeah. We want to still do business.
And there were still people walking into the restaurant.
Wow.
Still taking seats and everything?
They had a fucking ladder. Why?
Yo, when
you can climb the roof. Craig
and
did
then
many times.
They didn't find anything, and we smelt it again, and we called them and pleaded with them. Just send... A guy. Just send a guy, maybe two.
With a helmet.
Not in a fire truck.
In their car.
And, you know, you got the chief car there.
Mm-hmm.
Take that.
Bring the chief down.
No.
Yo,
everyone came again. In full regalia.
They have nothing else to do.
I just sat there with my jaw open as, like, five firemen rushed in full regalia because we had, like, a loose wire somewhere. I'm
that
just
was...
like, what? And they didn't tell me to leave. I mean, they're ready for this place to blow up. Mm-hmm. I'm just standing there.
Yeah,
like,
you'll be all right.
God.
When I was a kid, my mother accidentally, you know, she had a grease fire. And
oops.
They call, you know.
Don't
they,
throw
they
water on it.
Oh, you have no idea what hell went through that house. My neighbor ran in with the hose. Almost burnt the house down. Yeah.
Idiot.
It was ridiculous. Oh, I mean, my father's screaming like, don't do that. All of a sudden he puts the hose on. It's just freaking even worse. Anyway. They call the fire department. Yeah, and it's like it's three different fire companies come.
What?
A total of like five trucks come. And then what was it? I think two fire chiefs came, two sets of police. There was an ambulance. I think it came at the very end when they were cleaning everything up. And it was like the minorest fire.
Yeah.
Right in Belford.
And you're going to tell me that we need a super-powered horn
yes.
going through the entire town to alert people to come.
Sure.
It's so every
nuts.
Fire company in our freaking town can come.
Yep.
Yeah, we got like
seriously. If that had happened at 2 a.m, there probably would have been even more people there.
Mm-hmm. That's
they love fire. They're like pyros. They love fire. Otherwise, why would they do it?
They got nothing else to do, man.
Yeah. You ever see the
well,
guy?
Well, usually have like, jobs and
no,
stuff.
No, if they're off.
Oh, if they're off, they're just waiting.
They're just waiting for that.
Yeah,
my brother was one for a couple years.
Yeah,
you know he did it for a while and. Any chance he had, like, open free time,
yeah.
and a call was called out, first thing he did, he could be in the middle of, like, fucking his wife. He would pull her off and go.
Wow.
He did not care.
He was already in uniform while they were doing it.
You know, the boots on and everything.
Yeah.
There was a significant fire behind my house about maybe 8 to 10 years ago. There was acres of weeds behind my house, and all of those acres of weeds were on fire. Mm-hmm. All of them. There was literally a 20-foot wall of fire behind my house.
Wow.
I grabbed my cat and ran outside, and when the heat hit us, she pissed all over me. She was terrified.
That's awesome.
I ran out into the street because I was seriously like, my house is gone. It was a 20-foot wall of fire 20 feet from my house.
And I'm covered in cat piss.
My neighbor was outside nonchalantly hosing down the fence with water. I'm just going to hose it down. It won't catch or anything. This is ridiculous. He would have been killed if he was out there for like another 30 seconds. Anyway, we didn't get that many fire trucks for this.
Really?
And because
that's a real fire.
Yeah. A real fire.
They only show up for the fake
fire.
Shit.
That was the only time in my entire life. Not that like I was scared dying, because obviously, I go out there, but like everything was going to be gone.
Yeah.
Because this was so close. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. Like, literally, the trees that are in my backyard could have caught fire from this if it just jumped a little bit. And as far as I knew, there was maybe 2 fire trucks.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they put it out. It was unbelievable. No, because it was nothing. They put the truck right in the backyard, and because it was right there.
Back it up.
It was ridiculous. I remember like hearing.
I could just picture
crackling.
You standing there going, "What are you gonna do?"
Yeah, you can't
where is
combat
everyone?
This.
This is fucking gay.
This is ridiculous.
Fuck gay.
Yeah. Oh, this is really fucking gay. No, I'm like sitting in my house, playing video games or something. All of a sudden, I hear like crackling. It was really hot. My window's open. And everything. I just hear like. Very faint.
Really?
And I'm just like, it sounded like almost like fireworks or something like that. Yeah. Like, it's not fucking, almost.
Someone's letting off sparklers.
Yeah.
Sparklers.
And, so I'm just like, hearing this crackling. And then, like, later on, I look out the window and I'm like, I see in the way, way back, like hundred yards away, I see a fire. I'm like, oh, great. And I figure,
that's pretty fucking gay.
I got a couple minutes.
It was really far away. Oh, yeah. And then, like, all right. Sirens are, going off, and, I hear them, like, driving around outside and shit. They're trying to get around to, like, the back, because there's another side street. No, there's, like, another side street where they could get into this area. And, like, again, I look back, because it's still going, and the crackling is getting louder and louder, and...
Was it only you at the house?
Yeah, it was just me and my cat, and that was it. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, the fire is getting closer and closer and closer to my house. And eventually, it was like roaring. Kind of I was like, okay. I look outside. I'm like, I was like, oh my God. Because I'd never seen a fire this high. Like, if I say 20 feet, it might have been higher. It was ridiculous.
Oh my God.
It was just all dry weeds. Literally, a broken bottle could have started this fire.
But I almost beat Mike Tyson. I don't want to turn punch out off.
I know, right? Seriously. But,
you were on the top floor there, right?
Yeah. It was the second floor on there. It was only like 2.
Second floor.
And that was it. Grandma Cat ran outside, and there was like 25 people all standing around like, wow, check out that fire. With all the crickers.
Was Alan there?
Oh, he probably was.
He probably started.
My beer!
Beer! It's flammable! No!
Whiskey!
Yeah.
Was that your neighbor?
Oh, yeah.
Alcoholic piece of shit.
Talking about another town in this area.
I just saw him today, too, by the way. Hate him.
He needs to die.
That has a tendency of not getting to fires all that well, on time, is Red Bank.
Okay.
I know, and if you know, there's what, three firehouses?
There are 5 firehouses in a 1-square-mile town.
Okay, 5. 2 right on the same block.
Yeah.
Is there one guy in each?
No. Well,
no. When I used to work on Broad Street, they would literally come out at least 2 times a day in the middle of the day, like 5 trucks.
Just to check things out?
What the hell is going on? There's not that many fires in a 1-square-mile town. It'd be like the dead of winter, there'd be snow everywhere, and these trucks are like...
I think they just took them out to drive around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now when there's a fire, you can't find anyone.
Like, fuck that. Yeah. You just want to play with
the
siren.
We're drinking beer.
Oh, yeah. They're known to have like a lot of
The hose downs.
Yeah. Which is, during the summer, it's big time.
The one right by the theater there. I always see him sitting on the coolers out front drinking.
Yeah, we're hosing down them.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's all he does.
Hosing down the cars driving by.
There's the antique district. There's the drunk fireman.
There's Jameson Bob's.
Every district has the drunk fireman.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. On the east side of town, you have like 4 of the firehouses. On the west side of town, which has most of the residents. Yeah. You have one firehouse.
One firehouse, mm-hmm. which is
the
got
West
the,
being the ghetto.
Which
section.
The one firehouse that's in the Westboro has the best fucking bar in there.
Really?
The nicest looking bar I've ever seen. Like, they spent a good amount of money to make the bar in that place.
All right.
Hey, Vaughn, since you spend some time on the West Side, the Wide Rover, the Rugby's bar.
Yeah.
Is that still, like, active, or?
I don't think so.
Okay, because I know the door was all smashed in the other
no,
day.
No, I think it's gone.
The rugby yeah, club's gone, or they just don't use the bar anymore?
I don't think they use the club. I don't think they usually use the bar anymore. Hmm. Yeah.
Good local talk.
Okay. Yeah. So, what's up?
Well, what's going on? Try to pick up something there.
Okay, you want to talk about Anna Nicole Smith?
Oh, no.
Suicide.
I always
dead.
Like to talk about Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, well, wait. Before we bring this up, right, we can bring back to another man who's died and hasn't been buried yet. James Brown has been what?
He's been buried.
No, he hasn't.
No, last week he was buried.
No, he wasn't.
James Brown.
3 months.
Still not
right?
in the ground.
4 months. 3 months. March. He was, his family, his kids, and his wife, his newest wife.
Who were locked out of the house.
Well, they finally cleared that all up, and they actually made a say they're going to bury him. But they haven't figured out a place to bury him. Because what they want to do is, they want to make his home like the next, like the black,
Graceland.
Graceland. Yeah, so he's still sitting in like an open mausoleum in his daughter's home. So he's still sitting rotting in that coffin in that purple suit, still, you know, growing his hair longer and his fingernails are growing. He's just dying. The formaldehyde is
he's dying or he's rotting.
The formaldehyde, whatever. Should the formaldehyde is slowly leaking out of his asshole.
He's probably green by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still haven't figured out where they want to bury him, though.
I could have swore MSN the other day when I logged on.
No,
so
they agreed to bury him. They finally agreed to bury him. They haven't figured out a place to bury him. Yeah, that's the thing. And then what is it? Richard Jenny's still dead. Still got that gaping hole in his head.
Wow.
Sinbad is not dead.
Fuck.
And Anna Nicole Smith is still dead. What were you saying?
It says here James Brown laid to rest finally.
No, I was told it wasn't.
Body
was
okay. Placed in a crypt in the Beach Island. I guess you're right.
Oops.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Get up and get buried.
They actually got a picture of him here.
Gross.
Can't really see, but.
Okay, well, is it from the Harlem thing?
Yeah, probably.
Is he in Harlem?
Get up, get on buried.
So what were you saying about Anna Nicole Smith? Something about the dirt?
Yeah, this
dirt nap
lady is selling the dirt from her grave.
Is this on eBay?
Kneeling down on the edge of a dusty road, 67-year-old Carolyn Flowers is very focused at her work. She's picked up pieces of gravel on the edge of the cemetery where Anna Nicole Smith is buried. I have a friend who's going to sell it for me on eBay.
What a whore.
Wow.
How do you confirm
what dumbass
that this
would
is,
buy this on eBay?
Oh, lots, I'm sure.
A lot of people.
Wow. But
she's and they're
on,
giving
I can understand the dirt that she's displacing, but
not around
just, like, the stuff that's
yeah.
I like not that I could really understand selling it.
No.
That's like selling Katrina air.
That's just selling air. Like, oh, they breathe this air. Check it out. It's in a bottle, spray can.
God. And they have Anna Nicole's estate tours for $25 a head.
What do they drive past the place?
They show you her house, the hospital That's where it? Her son died, and her eventual.
You can rent the
stuff.
Room where she died.
Yep.
You know why? Because they're still renting out that fucking room.
She didn't die in the room. She died in the lobby.
Well, whatever.
She died in the lobby.
The room that
she stayed
in.
She died in the room.
No, she passed out.
Well, they
in the lobby.
Found her there. She was unresponsive, but she wasn't clinically dead yet.
Oh, fuck.
But it doesn't matter.
Anyway.
She's dead now.
Yeah,
she's
all right,
the
only thing I care about Anna Nicole Smith is who's the father?
Breast. Oh.
Didn't they?
And breasts.
Wasn't there another person who popped
go,
up and said that they were their father? Like an American Indian or something like that?
What?
Like a Cherokee Indian?
Honestly, out of the pictures that I've seen, it looks like it's that. Like weird trashy dudes.
The white guy?
Yeah.
The Burkhead
Larry,
guy?
Larry.
Larry Burkhead? The photographer?
You can't trust people named Larry.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
But, it looks like him. I would say it's his. It's definitely not the Howard K. Stern's.
Or Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband's?
That, I don't know. Can't Can't verify that.
The Howard Prince?
K. Stern.
K.
What does the K stand for anyway, I wonder?
Kike.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Wow.
I said it first, but whatever.
Dan lacing it in anyway.
K. Cash with a K.
With a K. Like Koopa.
Wow.
Koopa.
Like King Koopa.
Koopa.
Oh, Christ.
What are you looking at there, Derek?
That's a funny little story. Something happened with a gas pump in Coon Rapids.
Yeah. What? Coon Rapids?
That's what it says. Coon,
Coon
Rapids.
Rapids.
Michigan?
I don't know.
That'd be great.
Tennessee,
Rapids.
Probably.
Yeah, I know.
Twin City. What was the Twin City? Is it? Yeah.
The Twin
Minnesota?
City.
Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Apparently something happened with the computer on the actual
That's
pump.
What I meant.
So instead of putting the price at $2.79,
uh-oh,
it came up as 27 cents.
Nice.
So they were selling gas for 27 cents a gallon.
Wow.
Awesome.
It is 19.50
for an extended period of time.
Now, as a former gas attendant, and you are as well, Derek, you should know that you should always look at the pump to make sure what's it's right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You always look at the pump to make sure they got what they were supposed to get.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that it's good. Obviously, you would
Shit,
notice.
$20 of gas is taking a long time.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Also, you got to remember
right?
that
it's overflowing.
It's overflowing. Oh.
Here, they people pump their own gas. So.
This is
true.
That's
true.
There's no
okay.
attendance.
I forgot. Yeah. New Jersey full Sucks. Service.
Ba-bush.
I think we're the last
forever.
Now, right?
Yep.
The only. Yeah.
I think we're
if
we're
two,
the
we're
only.
Last of
Actually,
one or two.
It was two, and I think they just went to...
It was
to,
Hawaii or something.
No,
or
it was
Ohio.
Like,
no, I think Hawaii might have been it.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah,
I remember
was,
being a weird
Hawaii,
state that I never
yeah,
thought.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
like
Hawaii,
Colorado or something. I don't know what
and
that
I,
was.
But the I've actually noticed going in my travels now recently on the way home from, oh, say, wrestling events, there are a lot of 24-hour self-serves now where it's like there's just – I pulled up and I sat there and sat there.
And what state
and
was
sat
this?
There. New Jersey.
There's It's against the law to have self-serve.
I saw people get out of their cars and pump their own gas, and that's when
people
I drove
do,
away.
But it's, you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
But like the guy just sat in the thing. I was there for a
Maybe
while.
They're regulars or something.
I don't know.
It is against the law. It really is literally against
okay.
the law.
But
they have
signs to pump your own gas.
Everything. Yeah.
You're not supposed to get out and pump your own gas. It's
no.
retarded.
I know. I just saw it happen less than a month ago, and
oh,
I and
sure
I didn't
there's...
get any service.
Yeah.
So if we had self-service, would gas be cheaper?
No, it's not cheaper
well,
anywhere else.
I don't know. I don't know if the actual gas price affects how much the people get paid.
I don't think so.
California, how much was it, 3-something last
yeah.
year? Before,
yeah, but that's
before
because
us.
Everything's refined here in you know the great Garden State.
Yeah.
And then shipped all the way over there. That's why it's so much money.
That's true.
True.
Hmm.
But the...
you hear that, terrorist? Go along the turnpike. You can blow up the oil drums right there.
Wow.
Wow.
Speaking of terrorists...
But then what would they do in the off time?
The terrorist crats.
Oh, a little story a fella at work told me today at his other job. He says that he can joke around with the vast minorities and, you know, people of different ethnicities at his job. And one of the, I guess, Arab working people there did something stupid. And he goes, wow, they didn't teach you that in school or something stupid. Like, the guy's sense of humor is really weird. And he goes, I guess all they did was teach you how to strap bombs to yourself.
Whoa.
Whoa. And he didn't get
and
reprimanded?
The dude laughed. Well, he's kind of the boss. But
well, he's wait,
who
wait,
is this?
Your friend is the boss?
Well, I'll
this
tell
colleague
you later.
Of yours is the boss?
No, he has another job.
Give me initials.
Well, he's the boss of these people, and he makes these jokes.
Ooh, Lola.
Wow.
What happened?
I've never been sniffed there
yeah.
before.
And, no, and he do, and apparently he says he goes around to like all the other different minorities, and he says every single section of his job has different weird ethnic music playing because there's like an Indian girl, there's black guys playing rap, there's like weird other reggae.
Oh, Street
going.
Fighter.
Yeah, basically. Basically, yeah, it is. It's
he can get like shit canned for that, though.
Yeah, well, you know what? He said it, and
he don't give a fuck.
He don't. And he said the guy laughed.
Like so. With
we have almost hit the 2.5 hour mark, folks.
Nice,
Aristocrats.
And we've only done.
I wasn't going to say anything, but
and we've
yeah.
only done one
Aristocrats
break.
Marathon.
Awesome.
Yeah,
holy
one break.
Shit.
And we've nice. Only done one listener.
You want to hear about this guy who put a camera in a shampoo bottle?
Yes,
that's a good idea.
25-year-old man from Manchester. Is this actually
England or like Jersey?
Yeah,
yeah.
There's many Manchesters in the states, but.
It's
chilling with the British
sometimes.
Bulldog. Whoops, he's dead.
Uh-oh.
British corpse dog, gone.
Water wasn't the only thing running in a shower shared by five roommates. Two of them women, police said Wednesday. Also running was a tiny camera inserted into a bottle of shampoo to record the women showering.
That's pretty cool.
Stephen Tybadol, 45 Lancaster Road. Okay.
I love that, don't you, when they give away the full address?
Yeah. It's charged with 15 counts of voyeurism and one count of tampering with evidence.
That's funny. He's charged with an account of voyeurism.
He admitted that he had deleted some of the images.
Yeah.
So one of the people, I guess, noticed that the same shampoo bottle has been sitting in the shower
for
days and days and days, finally looked at it, noticed that there was a hole in it,
yeah.
And then noticed there was wires in the back. And then questioned the man, I guess.
Robot shampoo. Yeah, a couple of security guards at like Caesars in Atlantic City got fired because they were directing the cameras on women's tits.
That's
And like asses and shit.
What's wrong with them?
Nothing really, but I guess,
There's other things they should be looking at, like money.
That's true.
Serial numbers.
That guy's betting awfully heavy on the roulette table. He has 20 turns. I wonder if there's something going on. Oh, shit, look at those tits.
Look at those tits.
Yeah.
And they pan out, and there's some old lady just like, like dead on the ground. And they're just like, oh, shit.
Oh,
all right, guys, what happened there?
I wonder how they got caught. Like, I mean, I guess people periodically review the tapes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess they probably get like
yep.
Many probably, eyes.
I them. Wonder how long it took before they actually decided to report them.
Probably a day.
Like, ooh.
Probably
like,
instantly.
Ooh,
like I don't think they mess around with that.
Like a couple hours go by and he's like, all right, you know, this is excessive.
You can't even work on the floor in places like that without having like, if you have any little bit of like, suspicion that you're and you're doing something bad,
mm-hmm.
you're gone.
Oh, just, yeah.
And you're gone and you're barred from ever working in another casino ever again.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you make that your profession.
Why would you want to work in a casino?
I don't know.
Some people, like, you know.
It'd probably be fun.
Honestly, I bet my mother would do it.
Yeah,
she My mother would probably love to be a dealer.
Yeah.
It's just like, I mean, people get fired for putting their hand in the wrong spot.
I know.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Make great money, though.
I guess they do.
Dealers.
Killing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dealers.
You gotta be a dealer.
Well, yeah, blackjack dealers.
Oh,
damn it.
You know.
Not Jack Black dealers. Because that would be gross.
Ew.
That would be.
Oh.
Yes,
fat Cheshire grin on his face.
Oh, God.
I love it.
Me too.
It's awesome.
Mm. Yeah, anyway. We got more news?
Oh, we got one more.
All right.
Students are suing their school for suppressing their anti-gay speech.
Oh, interesting.
Apparently, they had some kind of,
wow.
What was it called? Day of Silence, in which students would wear pro-gay messages on T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So these kids, the next day, decided to wear T-shirts that said such things as, "My Day of Silence, Straight Alliance," and "Be Happy, Not Gay."
Wow.
Wow. And I've never heard the biggest laugh from Matt ever. Wow. That
so
is just horrifying.
You love how the First Amendment doesn't apply to the majority in this country
Well, they
anymore.
Are suing the school's board, principal, and dean for the right to wear anti-gay clothing during school hours.
Good for
now,
them. Heidi Zamenich and Alexander Knoxall are seeking out court injunction that prevents... The Indian...
They should be hung by their Buster Browns. And
all right,
fucking
all right,
Buster
all right.
Browns.
Okay, in terms of anti-gay, okay, I can understand them getting in trouble for that. If they were wearing just simply pro-heterosexuality,
yeah,
they would
be...
still probably get in trouble for it.
I don't think so.
No, they would still get in trouble for it.
I don't think so.
Guaranteed.
No, if it was a pro-hetero shirt, no, I don't think they would. I think it's just because it's an anti-gay thing and they don't want to get people's,
not allowed to offend any minorities, Vaughn.
Well, they did say that they could alter their shirts to read "Be Happy, Be Straight."
That's
That would be
fine.
That would
be okay.
That's
pro-hetero.
They can be pro-hetero. They just can't be anti-gay.
Do you think if they walked in wearing that first?
No, they wouldn't have said a thing.
You think that would have been perfectly fine? Nobody would have made anything like, you know what, you really can't wear that.
Well, I think a teacher would have said I don't think the principal would have had a point to tell them to turn in the shirts.
It's, no, but like I said, it's a little different to be anti-gay and
pro straight. There's a difference, but I still think if they walked in with the pro straight shirts, that they would have also been told, you know what, you're going to offend the gay people.
Yeah.
I think that would be a problem.
Yeah.
I remember when we were in high school, the stupid fucking jocks used to wear the, was it silly faggot tricks or dicks are for chicks? Shirt. Remember those?
Sorry.
No, you don't remember those?
No.
You don't remember that shirt?
I remember the shirt, but I don't remember anyone wearing it.
Oh, I remember kids wearing it.
I remember a couple kids
not
trying
in school.
To wear it.
Yeah, not in school.
They would say, because remember when we were in high school, they had a big thing about offensive t-shirts, so they make you turn them inside
like
out.
Like naked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, or like the big Dick Johnson shirts.
Yeah, yeah. Or like ECF and W are Big Boys Kick Ass.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. They made you take that off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Rogers?
Well, no, the... who's that? Mackenzie?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. She wanted me to turn it inside out or whatever, and Mr. Best told me not to worry about it. Just like, put my book bag or my hair in front of the...
here's a fiver, S. pal. You're good.
I remember kids trying to walk in and maybe making it through a period, like one class, and then getting told either take it off or turn it inside out. Those shirts were like ridiculous. I was like, that's just outright offensive.
I was told after Columbine that I should seriously consider not wearing my trench coat.
Yes.
To
school. We got them over here too now.
I remember that.
Yeah. I said, no, that's pretty ridiculous. I've been wearing this for a long time.
I remember after
with everything that happened, no.
Everything, how about the one isolated incident at the time, at least?
Yeah.
All the way at the fucking cross the state country.
I know.
After that happened, I remember people like sitting there busting my balls for wearing a trench coat all the time.
Yeah. I went out and bought one.
Like, oh, what are you going to do, shoot me?
Like, yo, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Awesome. Got him over here now, too?
No.
Yeah,
was that the day after?
It might have been.
Pretty close to it.
4 hours later, walking out of work.
Because I remember I had my trench coat on. We were walking through the mall.
And you were like,
yes.
And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take this off. And then you go, let me wear it. I said, all right, have fun. And we were going like down the escalator. And some black guy was going up. He just was staring at you. We got them over here now, too?
Yeah, it's just
funny. That's what I thought about you.
We got.
Wow. Nice.
We got.
My property values weren't low enough.
Isn't that a Married with Children joke?
It is.
Aren't my property values low enough? Awesome.
Because that's just ignorant to say that. It's
it
just
is.
Gay.
No, it's not because he was black.
It's true.
Black people can't be ignorant.
What?
No, not black people.
But they can.
So don't you love how like minorities can say whatever the fuck they want?
Oh.
Oh, that man. Is... Racist Dan coming in.
Oh, wow.
Shit. No, go ahead.
That blackface on and everything.
Oh, I'm glad you noticed, Vaughn.
Anyway.
No, but it's true.
Oh, yeah. Well, they, you know.
Ku Klux,
they have the right.
Ku Klux Dan.
That's it. It's awesome.
Awesome.
You got the beat
white.
Me to it.
He's got the white
how
shirt
long
on.
Have you been waiting to use that one?
That just popped right into my head.
I'm pretty impressed.
I didn't think of it, but you definitely beat me to it.
I was searching for something which can't be found.
No,
I
grabbed
it. Oh,
no, I'm not
trying
to. This
might
like...
be a big one.
Here get it comes.
Was that? Did you just play the record scratch sound effect? Anyway, back to Dan.
Shit.
Yes, Dan.
So go ahead, Dan. Tell us how minorities
Imperial
are ruined.
I'm glad that we get a random person in here.
Take your hood off.
And all he does is just completely add fuel
to
the
fire.
Show.
It's awesome.
Go ahead.
It's the one market us.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this is the segment of the show called the Erasus Crats.
No, it's just, you know, it seems like we just get more and more PC, but, you know, the majority of this country being, you know, WASPs.
It's called tolerance, Dan.
Oh.
Tolerance.
Preach it. Live it.
Yes.
You know, we can't say shit, but any minority can.
Got to deal with
especially
it.
Especially in this freaking state, the illegal aliens.
Oh.
Well, look at it this way. At least they're a minority.
Well,
true. For now.
But
for
when they're
now.
All combined, yeah. When they're all combined, they're not.
They're almost 51%.
Yeah, when they're all combined, they're drunk, and that's the only thing that's wrong about it.
What?
When they all get their Colt 45.
A shitload of day workers who didn't get a job that day, what do? They go to the local bar or liquor store and buy as much of the shittiest, most Mexican
Steel
beer
reserve.
And drink.
And they drink to their heart's content, and they fuck their wives and have another kid 2 days later.
Wow, 2 days later.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Does anyone listen to the New Jersey radio station?
No. 1.5 or yeah. whatever?
They're having all that new...
What is it?
Program. Lakucha Gotcha.
What?
They're like on the warpath against illegal aliens.
Oh, okay.
Wow. A bunch of retards.
Did they have a big echo on their voice?
Do I have a big
like
echo
the Jersey
on voice?
Guys?
No. Oh, yeah. That's
yeah, it sounds like they're
it's
in
the Jersey guys.
Oh, it's the Jersey guys?
Yeah. Those fucking
give them on the echo for this.
Those fucking douchebags. Oh,
sorry. I just
those guys annoy me. Yeah, they sound like they're in like a cave.
They are in a cave.
Yeah, like the old CBS. Way of doing it. How you doing, everybody?
Hi, this is Cousin Brucey coming at you.
Let's kill all those Mexicans. Wow. This is New Jersey 101.5.
Wow.
It kind of sounds like
we're going to hang them up by their buzzers and cut off their balls.
Yeah,
wow, that's really long.
It is.
That's
holy
awesome.
Crap.
It's 12:30.
Yeah. It is. The...
I mean, that's crazy.
One of the things that really bothers me is the illegal immigrant rallies.
Yes. Like, personally, no problems with illegal immigrants.
Okay.
You know, they wash the dishes, mm-hmm. they cut the lawns. Fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, they're hardworking.
Yeah.
Only gripe is they don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
But hey.
And they do get free health care.
Yes. Which, that's annoying.
And they demand... More.
Oh, wait. Have you heard the latest statistics?
What? Oh, no.
New Jersey. About 2% of our population is illegal aliens.
Okay.
Okay.
Which wing is that coming from?
Which wing?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of from the middle.
Okay.
And our our state debt is $6 billion.
Whoa!
And they say that on an annual basis, illegal immigrants... are the cause of about $2 billion, mostly because of the free health care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 2% of the population is causing 1/3 of our debt.
That's insane.
That's a little fucked up.
Yeah. Thank you for that daily dose of the truth.
What is it? That $6 billion in debt is from...
McGreevy.
Yeah, from McGreevy and all the upgrades to the Parkway bathrooms that he was fucking in.
Oh, my God.
This one needs some lavender in it.
Hey,
2,000.
The DMV is better. I'll give him that.
It is true.
That's
yeah.
it.
That's all he did.
But, that's all he did. That and a lot of anal
DMV's
sex.
DMV is slightly better, but...
He just put more illegal
look at everything else
immigrants in the DMV to do the little extra stuff.
But he put so many holes in the bathrooms.
That's true.
Glory holes?
Oh.
Yeah. Third floor.
Glory holes. I got to see if I can get a copy of the book on tape version of his book that he just put out.
Read it himself?
Yes, he did it himself, and it's
God.
I've heard segments of it, and it's his most monotone, dull voice. That
he should have went completely
so
flaming
ever.
I know.
Hello, when he used to do rallies and everything. When he used to talk on
me, JG,
like his most. I don't know how men fuck him, and I don't know how his wife fucked him for so many years. Whoa, the truth. He's so like.
Is there like interludes in the book, the tape book of him like eating a cock? Like,
yeah.
So how many people knew before he got into office that he was gay?
Here?
Could not care less and had no idea.
Nope.
Yeah,
I don't care now.
It doesn't really matter to me.
Well, was it? But, it was always like a rumor when he wasn't. When he
yeah,
was.
Oh, there was always stuff floating around.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like so many people seem surprised. It's like
no.
Well, there were probably a lot of people who just didn't really care. Like, it wouldn't have even struck them at all, like, not even think about, like, the possibility. And then when it hit them, like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that. Yeah. Oh, well.
What
are you going to do?
A friend of mine who came back from, he moved back here from San Francisco, and...
Why?
Well, because he was going to school, and his father, you know,
but
he didn't...
still why? Gift giver?
Couldn't find a gift giver?
No, he's clean.
Okay.
When he found out about that, he used that a gay American term for at least
gay
a week.
Gay America!
For at least a week.
What?
What happened?
And he used that, you know, that stupid gay American term that,
No, wait a minute. Can we get the...
what?
Well...
Gay American, huh?
Hold on.
gay American?
McGreevy, when he came out and he, you know, when he gave up his
Did he
his
say,
title,
I'm a gay American?
He called himself
a gay
American.
That's
Thank
right.
you.
I'm a gay American.
For about a week after he heard that, he used it. My friend used it for about a week.
Oh, my God.
And then I guess he kind of got...
Is your friend a gay American?
Well, he's a gay man, yes. That's why he was using it. He was using it as a term of pride.
I'm just trying
And then somebody explained it to him, like, why... Because he just kind of heard it. He didn't realize that McGreevy was actually coming out of the closet.
So it was like the other 98% are straight Americans? Like, what?
No, it was just like he didn't... He saw it in, like, the paper. Like, I am a gay American.
Uh-huh.
And he just used it. And then somebody had to explain to him why... You know why that sounds stupid when you say it, like why he used it, and he was like, "Oh, okay," and he stopped using it.
Oh my God!
It was just something stupid.
No,
it was,
I know.
Like,
I remember
ridiculous.
The whole thing. I just didn't want to. But it just
when he's sitting there coming out to the whole state and everyone else, and his wife is just sitting there with that stupid smile on her face, going, and now you hear what he's doing now.
Oh no!
He's trying to hit her for like. Money, like alimony.
Child for support. Alimony, and he...
Like his standard of living or whatever, they call that, the term.
Yeah.
To support him, basically.
Yeah, she lives in this modest home, and I forget where...
Isn't his new boyfriend, like, a billionaire or something
Hot,
like that?
Very well off, yes.
Hot. Oh, what was that, Derek?
Probably.
Is he still with Golan? Or did he dump him after the scandal?
I think Golan dumped him after the scandal because he said, I'm not gay. I'm
like a hot
I think
potato.
After Golan couldn't become... Director of Homeland Security.
No.
He should be hanged for that.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's treason.
Is
that not treason?
Hung. Yeah.
What?
Hung?
Douche? Who? Hanged.
Hunged.
Hanged. He said hanged. That's correct.
By the way, you called me a fat fuck a lot in last week's show.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, he was
actually he laced that into basically everyone.
He was
he
a little
moody,
did.
But more
you
so
fat
Derek
fuck.
Than anyone.
Yeah, shut up, you fat fuck. I you know what I meant, you fat fuck.
No, I didn't.
I'm more,
You Wilford Grimley-looking motherfucker.
You're a little
I'm
bit more
cautious. Astute this week.
I want to move on because we keep talking about gay people.
Well.
So I want to talk about this ridiculous story I just found.
Going. Oh, no.
Is this it?
PlayStation 3 just came out in
a couple months ago.
England.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just going to read this because it just gets more and more ridiculous.
Uh-oh.
Sony's PS3 console has gone on sale around Europe in a series of midnight shop openings. Patient gamers who have waited up to 36 hours in line at one particular store in London got much more than they bargained for. Not just because they're the first gamers, they were so excited, not just because they're the first gamers to get their hands on the console,
mm-hmm.
but because they've been fueled on free coffee and Coke for the last 24 hours.
Wow.
And they've just been told that they've been rewarded for their patience and loyalty with a free 2,500-pound, that's monetary units there, high-definition TV on which to play their shiny new console.
That's pretty fucking
What's
wild.
What's the kicker?
They gave him a free TV just for waiting in line.
Oh, I thought there was like something like a catch.
No, just
no?
for waiting there for
really?
36 hours. They gave the first 100 people.
That's
like,
love.
That's
fucking
like $1,200.
No. I need to move there.
No, that's more than that because it's like double. So
double.
That's,
yeah, I'm
that's
sorry.
Like,
double.
Holy
yeah.
fuck!
It's like almost a $5,000 TV.
Boom! How many people were in line?
A lot. I don't know. It didn't say
probably thousands.
Well, what I was told, I saw some pictures of a line. Where there was only three people in the line.
Well, they gave away 100.
I don't think it's this one.
No, they gave away the first 100 people in line. They gave them each a TV.
Holy shit.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
But does it get worse?
It's like a dream come true. How much is this costing Sony? About £250,000.
Well...
And that did not include the free taxi ride home that each and every person was also receiving.
Well... Okay, listen to me.
That's good marketing.
It was such a debacle
there was
in,
no
in this
marketing.
Country.
Wow.
It was such a debacle in this country when that system came out. Like, people bought it, and it was like, you know, it was madhouse. And then everybody bought it to sell it online.
It's a madhouse.
Because it's a $600 machine. And
yeah,
then they were selling
it
for double or even triple. I think at one point somebody got like $6,000 for one machine.
Wow.
One machine, just the machine itself, no games.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
It says it was a great publicity stunt by Sony and exceedingly generous for a firm reported to be losing up to $300 on every PS3 sold.
Yes, they're losing a lot of money on those machines,
especially
in Europe.
I don't understand.
Well, supposedly with all the equipment and everything that's in it, like the Blu-ray, it's the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Blue.
That's like the
Ray.
Blu-ray is the bulk of the bulk of the cost.
Yeah, that's that. A normal player, like a normal DVD player for Blu-ray, is going for like $1,000.
That's
yeah.
true.
Right, yeah. And they're selling them for seven or mm-hmm. six. Right, mm-hmm. so you're losing like $300-$400 right there on that one piece.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. Anything else on that?
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. I wish.
That's pretty wild.
HD TV. Like a flat screen HD TV.
Probably like a 40-some-on-inch TV.
Probably. I mean, it looks like a decent...
Ridiculous. Picture, the first 100 people.
Yeah, the first 100 people. And
I would be so pissed if I was 101.
Yeah, really?
I would shit a brick.
Yeah.
As long as I get a...
And they didn't know they were getting it until they got inside.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fucking
And they
nuts.
Gave them free coffee, free Coke waiting in line, which is enough. And then they gave them all taxi rides home.
Wait, what kind of Coke?
Yeah, right?
Coca-Cola.
The fucking European Coke.
Yeah. Is it like
that
right.
is
new
ridiculous.
Coke?
No,
it's
yeah,
like
new Coke. Yeah. Coke 2.
No. Shit Coke. Sweet Coke.
And what did they do for us here?
They raved us.
Disappointed with the system itself.
They made you stay out in front of a Target or a Best Buy until God knows what hour, just
Not
to get
me.
A just well, neither did I. Just to get a ticket to maybe get the system that weekend, and then you have to come back every weekend in December until you got one. I am not kidding. It was either that or the Wii. There was a line out in front of Target every Saturday night. It was so stupid.
I don't know.
People were camping. I've never seen anyone camping in front of a store around here. You see it like
mm-hmm.
the city
seen
and stuff. Mm-hmm. No, I've never seen people camping in front of stores.
Like I expected in Manhattan.
In
front of the Toys R Us or in front of the the Nintendo World Store
but
for those
like
systems.
Best Buy.
But not Best Buy up the street or Target.
Yeah.
I think even some people were hanging out at the Kmart.
The big K.
Like what the fuck?
The little K now.
They go I know. They go into Kmart, buy a tent and then set it up outside.
And then they return it at the end of the night.
And we did talk about that when it happened, and I would say that would be pretty fun to camp outside of a store. Because when else can you do that?
It's true.
Tickets.
You can't.
Concert tickets.
I don't even do that anymore.
Really? No.
I've never done that.
I remember the first time I saw
online.
Someone camping outside on the sidewalk. Bon Jovi tickets when he played Count Basie, like 87.
Wow. Like, you can't even, first of all, there's one Ticketmaster around here.
Yeah.
And CD World.
Yeah, we talked about this last.
Like, that's it. No one's camping in front of there. And, by the time you get to the store to buy your tickets,
they're gone.
They're all sold out online.
I've never camped out for tickets for a concert.
No.
I've always bought them online.
eBay. Yeah.
I remember me and my friend Brett, when we were in, must have been freshman, REM on the Monster Tour.
Oh,
we
went to
REM and MSG. And we got... They gave you, bracelets.
Yeah.
Because we went there first thing in the morning, and they give you a bracelet, and then you come back and you in order.
Is that when Blockbuster was doing Ticketmaster?
No, it was Suncoast Video.
Suncoast, that's okay.
West Coast Video, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
And, we went there, and, as soon as it opened up, we got the tickets, and they were, the shittiest tickets in the
Really?
Park. Like, we were all the way up, and, it was oh, this is the best I can do. And it was weep.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I was what the fuck? Oh my God. Instantly, everything just gets sold.
I joined up for some musician's fan club to be able to buy tickets earlier.
Yeah.
And I still got shit tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, so who are these people and how do they get the good seats?
Even if it's a
firms,
big band.
These firms buy these all up and they sell them online.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's these ticket things and they sell them for $2,500.
Yeah, they have the best layout. They're,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I go to small clubs to see shows.
I'm done with MSG. I'm done with PNC. I'm done anywhere we have to sit. I'm done.
The last big place, the last big band I went to go see was even a small place. It was in Starland.
Yeah.
See Gwar. What was that, a couple years ago? Yeah. 2 years ago?
Yeah.
That was the last big band I saw. And that place
not a big band.
No, you know what I mean, though. Yeah. But, that place was packed.
Oh, yeah.
But,
it's Gwar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Correction, Vaughn, you know what I mean, you fat fuck.
I'm very cordial tonight, all right?
He's behaving
very relaxed, you fucking bastard.
Last week you needed a chill pill. You
Vaughn behaving badly. It's doing the truffle shuffle.
Vaughn's gone vulgar.
Well, no, I think last week I had a lot of, I was just kind of all wonky, and then today with work and all, I was just
I got a lot out today at work, so it was like...
Good, we're safer than today.
I was oh.
Anyway.
So, yeah.
So, hey, that's some shit, man.
Yeah. Definitely.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, concerts.
Yeah.
Concerts. I saw Eric Clapton in MSG.
Oh, yeah.
That's really?
Long ago.
And, oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah.
Did he look wonderful tonight?
No.
The only good thing is...
still dead?
No, actually, he resurrected him.
Wow, on stage.
Like a pentagram.
He played his guitar with him.
And he backed him up on Tears in Heaven.
Like...
Corpse in Heaven.
Wow. How long ago was that?
That was many years ago.
That I went?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, it was like the end of last year.
When was the last show you went to see? I told my big
might
band.
Might have been that. Like, oh, the big band?
Big band stuff.
That would be it.
That would be it. What was the last show you've seen since then?
I don't even know. No? I don't think I went to one.
Did you go to see Eagles and Death Metal like the last couple months?
That was before.
No, it was?
Yeah, but that was my last like show I wanted to go to.
When did we see Rush?
That was like...
Rush!
Almost 2 years ago?
Yeah, almost two
Holy
years ago.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Radio City Music Hall, right?
Yep.
Like,
that wasn't too bad. I mean, we were a little far
away. Well, the good thing, like when I saw Clapton and MSG, everything is like monitored on the big screens and everything, so you can see everything.
Yeah,
which is all right. But I was supposed to go see Bob Seger there.
Oh. Yeah.
Not too long ago, the first night we were doing the show live.
Really?
And, I got out of it by saying we had to do the show. I didn't really want to go because I don't really know Bob Seger all that well.
Yeah.
I mean, I do, but it's like it's not like.
How do you not know Bob Seger?
No, I do know him, but do you want to go see him?
I would.
I know
you would.
I would. I mean, I was going to go just for the to go.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it's like if given the choice, I'd rather not. Mm. And it's MSG, and it's annoying. And, it's
MSG's.
What about you, Matt? When was the last show you went to?
Rush.
Rush?
Rush.
Wow.
2 years ago?
And then, what is it?
Before that, God, I don't know. I saw
Alanis
twice. That was like 99, 2001 maybe, too.
Yeah.
99, 2001, I think.
Wow.
Steve?
Yeah.
He goes to
a lot of
shows. I went to in...
3 weeks ago? 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, that night I came back.
Dannenburger, whatever the hell.
Belphegor.
That's it. I can't say it. What about you?
What do you want? The last concert I saw? Like, the legitimate concert or the last, like, stadium concert?
Whatever.
Just anything.
Either
whatever.
Or.
The last concert I probably went to was Striper, 80s hair metal.
The religious band that throws Bibles at people?
Yeah, my God.
I got dragged to it for free.
Yeah, right.
VIP seats.
You got dragged to it. I want to go see Striper. Okay, honey. I'm going.
No.
Boom, right in the head with a Bible.
The last stadium show was probably Tim McGraw, like 2002, 2003.
How was that?
It was pretty good. Actually, they filmed the video. He did The Ride. I don't know if Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
The Ride and Real Good Man.
Yeah. Okay.
That majority of the footage was filmed at the show. Granted, I'm in the nosebleed seats, but you can kind of see me.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Mine was last big band was a Goldfrapp at Roseland, like... last year sometime?
Who?
Goldfrapp. They're an electric techno band from England.
Really?
They're big in Europe, but they're not that big in the States.
I have no idea who they are.
And the last show I was at was last Saturday. The burlesque show
was
at. On St. Patrick's? Don't start with
really?
This. Don't start this shit. It's what day? What?
No, I fell. It's easy
shit.
Now.
Yeah, St. Patrick's, that burlesque show I was at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was really good.
I want to see the Eagles death metal again. That was
very entertaining.
Yeah, probably is.
A good show.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Is that it?
I think it's about it. I
think we've completely run out of gas.
3 hours.
This was a good show today. This was definitely in the win column.
Yeah.
Last week's was a loser. This week, a win.
Okay.
I think so. I like last week. Well, I like the first hour.
Yeah, the first hour, but then we careened, and I just got surly stupid. And fat and disgusting.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. If you ever say that again.
Can we stretch 5 minutes and make it an even 3 hours?
All right, maybe. Well, promote.
Thank you to Cringe Radio.
We're supposed to thank them a few more times.
Thank you, Cringe. We were talking about this.
We're supposed to, but I'd like to.
Well, it'd be nice.
I noted that we don't thank Cringe Humor enough.
What else?
And
Cringe Humor
that.
Radio.
That's
whatever.
It. Well, if you're still listening to this, God bless you.
Yes.
And
our website is
aristocratsradio.com. There's a form there to fill out to to get stickers if we ever print them. Please leave your zip code.
And while you're on the website, you can also go. You can also join the board.
Our message board. There's a yes. link there for our message board. It's a lot of fun. We do some photoshopping, and we got a. My favorite thread is the wrestlers before and after.
Yeah.
Some horrible, horrible pictures of classic WWE, WCW wrestlers.
In particular, Giant Gonzalez.
Giant Gonzalez is horrible. Killer Kowalski is made of wax.
And if you are part of the MySpace thing, you can always add us as friends.
MySpace.com/aristocratsradio.
We've only got like 520 friends. So.
Oh, really? I don't even know.
We need more.
Well, whatever.
Nah, let them add us.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Let's not add any more people. Let them add us.
And also, you can download the show and subscribe on
iTunes.
iTunes.
Yes.
Yeah, please. So. And if you're
we're all over the place.
If you're subscribing through iTunes, please give us a comment.
Yeah, leave a comment. And if you're downloading the show, please make a concerted effort. We are live every Thursday night, 10 p.m. till midnight or later.
Yeah, 1 o'clock tonight.
And depending on when Vaughn has to go to work the next day.
And again, Devastation Wrestling Federation show in Sewell, New Jersey on April 21st.
With Shock.
At the Powerhouse Gym.
In Sewell.
Sewell, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
And Derek plays in the band from time to time.
Yeah.
Okay.
We won't talk about that.
Whoops.
Good night.